You've been hearing a lot about burials and cremation lately. It's kind of a sad thought, but thousands of these poor souls have to be stored in these big refrigerator trucks, waiting sometimes weeks before they can be put to rest. And then the average funeral cost is over 10 grand. I don't have that kind of money just lying around, do you? Everyone has the right to die with dignity, and an affordable burial policy can be had for as little as a dollar a day. Call Final Expense Network for a free quote. They shop for affordable rates from brand name companies, folks you've heard of. One call and you get coverage to finish well. You can even name your church as a beneficiary. Come on, you have loved ones. Don't leave them at the last hour of their need. Call now, 800-589-0470. That's the Final Expense Network at 800-589-0470. Finish well. Make a quick call to 800-589-0470. 800-589-0470.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-214-3104. 800-214-3104. That's 800-214-3104. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
This is the Diehards on the Sportsman Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
All right, the big news, Boston Celtics head coach suspended 1 year by the Celtics organization for conduct.
Unbecoming
of the team and the character clauses and all this stuff, and I'm sure we'll hear more stories. The rumblings were out there, and when I heard that he had again, these are all alleged, had an affair with somebody in the Celtics organization, I'm thinking it's like, you know, like a someone that's in the organization, like a cheerleader, something.
We're kind of hoping for a cheerleader.
Something to that effect. Where we've seen this before in sports, so it's not new. But I'm going, a year suspension? Really? But then I hear it's a married woman to the vice president of finance for the organization. And then I hear another story. And again, these are all alleged stories until the facts come out. I hear a second allegation of a woman in the organization. So now there's two. And I'm like, how don't they fire this guy? I don't know.
Well,
there's a lot more involved.
A lot of negotiations going on as far as what a payout is concerned. I don't know how many years he's got left in his contract, but I'm sure the Celtics have no desire to fire him and pay him for, you know, 2 years or 3 years or whatever he's got.
But he did come out with a statement. I want to apologize to the players, fans, entire Celtics organization, and my family for letting them down. Duh. And I'm sorry for the dough was me. Just in case you didn't know.
Oh, that wasn't in that.
I'm sorry for putting the team in this difficult situation, and I accept the team's decision. Out of respect for everyone involved, I have no further comments. I don't know how this guy walks back into that Celtics organization and looks people in the eye and say, hey, I'm your leader, I'm your guy. I don't think he'll ever coach the Celtics ever again if these allegations are true. And I'm sure there's something there if he is suspended for one game. But we will
1 year,
One year. We'll see what happens. All right, let's go back to the Progressive Insurance Guest Line. Bundle and protect today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. College football expert from Learfield Boston College, Mr. Scott Mutrin. What's up, Mute?
What's up, gentlemen? Sorry, I was a little bit tardy today. I'm actually at Boston University for a wonderful charity event, and I lost track of time.
No worries.
Are you checking out dorms for your kid?
Stop it.
I was wondering how long that was going to take till I got.
Well, I was going to save it till the end, but I told Pep I was with Coach Van Dolfel this weekend, and we were talking about your son, and he's a big fan, obviously, and he told me to let you know that I didn't know this myself, that Jay's dad, Joe Pandolfo, has something in common with you. He was a Boston College scholarship quarterback in the early 70s.
Wow, hopefully he was better than I was. But
Jay said he wasn't. Are you getting comfortable over there?
It's nice. I'm actually right in section 109, watching everything go down here. You're looking at the beautiful arena here. It is a beautiful arena, by the way.
Yeah, nice. It really is. And I'll tell you what, too, not being the sales pitch, but the facility underneath as far as the weight room and the shooting room and it's in the theater for the kids, it's really something else.
Well, we'll take that into account if the time's right.
Right, fly, Eagles, fly. Come on, man.
Get lost.
Hey, Neil, before we get to you're playing Florida State, and again, you work for the Boston College broadcast team. You look at Maine last weekend. They beat them by 3 touchdowns. It was literally a 2-score game with Maine driving with a lot of time left in the fourth. If they scored, it would have been a 1-score game, and Maine hanging with BC. Is there much more parity in college football these days? We saw the few upsets this early season. Is there much more parity?
Yeah, and I mean, we've kind of talked about this before with the transfer portal and all the ability for kids to leave and be able to play right away. I think it does level it out, and it definitely takes depth away from other programs. As we said, as you can see it, the Appalachian States of the world, they're able to get players that are very high recruits that don't get to play maybe when they want to, and they're able to go out and to go to another school and get immediate playing time, and then they got a chip on their shoulder. And I think you see some of that with Maine. I think for Boston College, they're a younger team, and in certain areas, and they didn't, just like in the Rutgers game, it didn't come back to bite them, but they had opportunities to finish off Maine, and they just didn't do it with a couple missed field goals and some inopportune mistakes, and that's part of the learning experience aspect, but I definitely see that as something that's very, very prevalent in college football today.
Obviously, your Eagles needed a win, but was it a good thing to play a Maine that week, or, do you play down to the level of your talent, that kind of thing? Did you think it was to help the Eagles get ready for the ACC schedule?
Well, it's funny that you kind of mentioned that, because Coach Halfley kind of mentioned that same thing, that he was a little disappointed that he felt that the Eagles did that. And that they should have had a little more killer instinct and been able to finish off Maine earlier. But I think that's part of when you're dealing with 19 to 22 year olds. They know where they're from. They know who they are, and they sometimes lose focus a little bit. When you lose focus in college football, especially today, the opportunity to suffer the consequences is there.
You play Florida State this weekend. They are 3-0. How much fun is Doak Campbell Stadium, and how good are these Seminoles?
It's going to be tough to see. They had a great game versus LSU, and they played well. Their quarterback's hurt. I don't know if he's going to play this weekend. Doak Campbell's obviously a historic stadium. I mean, remember all the games you guys grew up watching Florida State play there, back when, Danny Cannell was there, and Chris Wanky, Charlie Ward, Deion Sanders, the history of that place is unbelievable, and Mike Norvell, to his credit, is rebuilding that program back, and it's great. It's great to see that going on for them, because I think the ACC is better as a conference when Florida State is good. But the Eagles are going to have a unique challenge. There's always great athletes down there, and Florida State is always in the mix. Talent-wise, they're just starting to figure it together with Mike Norvell and starting to really compete back to how they used to.
I know it's early, and obviously you're tied up on Saturdays for a lot of the time, but what are your thoughts? Have you had a chance to look at some of these ACC teams in their first couple of games, and who do you think is better than you thought they would be?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was kind of going through some things and wondering who's playing better and who's playing worse. I think, Duke is obviously a surprise on the upside, being 3-0. At this time, I don't think a lot of people expected Duke to be right there. Syracuse in the same boat. Syracuse was probably expected to kind of be in the middle of the pack, and they've had a couple big wins there. So I think those are kind of two teams that really stick out on the positive side. And then if you go on the negative side, I think, NC State's undefeated but hasn't looked really good doing it. There are a lot of expectations for them coming into the season. And then, Virginia to me has been a real puzzle. I know they lost Bronco Mendenhall, but they're a talented offensive team, and they look like lost. They look like they're struggling. They got a great quarterback in Brennan Armstrong, and they're just not done. So those are kind of two on the up and down side for me.
What did we learn as far as the Eagles against Maine? Do you see the progression of the young offensive line, or just any kind of things that you see that things are starting to click a little bit?
Yeah, I think you saw some positives. I think they got some momentum in being able to run the football. I think that's going to be the key for them. They have to have some semblance of a running game. Otherwise, they're really going to struggle. against the quality ACC opponents. There were some moments there, moments to build on, and that was good. You know, you saw some talent in the perimeter. Zay Flowers was just, I think the nation really needs to kind of appreciate him. He's a special type of wideout, you know, slated to be the first BC wideout drafted since Kelvin Martin. So it's not hype with him. He's very, very good, and his skills were on display on Saturday. And I think the defense is playing well. I think you're starting to see a lot of young guys step up and play well. I think a young guy, Ezeraku, is a really good player that is starting to get some notoriety. I just, for these first three games, I've really seen him around the ball. And there's some really talented guys on top of that at the younger level on the defensive side. But, you know, they got to keep getting better. As the old saying goes, you either get better or you get worse. You don't stay the same.
And Mew, getting back to the general topic of college football this season, you know, generally it's, you know, Bama and Georgia and, you know, Clemson and a couple others that are in the mix for the four playoff spots and, of course, to win a championship. Do you feel like there's many more teams involved this year? Do you feel like it's wide open where, you know, there could be 8 or 10 teams in the discussion? Obviously, they mentioned, you know, that there's going to be a 12 playoff season, hopefully sooner than later. But do you feel like this season there could be literally 8 or 10 teams that could win it all?
Yeah, I'm gonna. This is kind of a cop out answer, but I'm gonna say it depends because I think there's the four kind of the dominant teams that are Alabama and Ohio State that I think are kind of the creme de la creme. But as you see, like Alabama against Texas, they struggle, and if there's any sort of injuries, if they lose any of their big players, or if they lose some depth guys, then the game kind of changes into that. I think those two are kind of head and shoulders above everybody else. Georgia's obviously going to put their stamp on it.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
A very, very pleasant good evening to you from Las Vegas Ballpark. Another gorgeous September evening. The Aviators are in their final home series of 2022 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And it's been a disappointing end of the season for the Aviators. They were in the race until the last time the Reno Aces were here. Last time the Reno Aces were here, a little over a month ago, the Aviators were only 2.5 games out of first place. But Reno swept them in a 6-game series, becoming the first team to do that against the Aviators in this ballpark this year. The worst they had done before that was 2019 when they lost 5 out of 6 to El Paso here. But Reno won all 6, pushing the Aviators from 2.5 back to 8.5 back. The Aviators have played some decent baseball since then, but never really gained enough ground. And now the Reno has clinched. Aviators are simply trying to finish in second place. I mean, that might not be a cakewalk. They are tied with Tacoma for second place now, 11 back of Reno. And even Salt Lake has a chance to finish in second place because they are 12.5 out, just 1.5 back of Vegas and Tacoma. Now, the Aviators obviously playing for pride and hoping that they can grab second place before it's over with. After this game, there'll be games tomorrow, Saturday, and then the Sunday matinee at 12:05, the final home game of the year, Fan Appreciation Day. And then the Aviators, after that Sunday game, will fly off to Sacramento and play the final 3 games in the 2022 season in Sacramento. And that'll be how they will wrap up the season. The Aviators lost a tough one last night. It was one of those what a difference a day makes situations. The Aviators the day before yesterday were humbled in the ballgame, giving up 17 runs and 23 hits. So they only gave up 2 hits yesterday. And they went from giving up the most hits they've given up in a game this year to the fewest hits. Only two hits by Reno yesterday. And yet, the Aviators lost the ball game 3-2. A mental mistake on defense by starting pitcher Hogan Harris. And a couple of other factors as well. And a very, very close play at the plate at the end. Luis Pereira trying to score from third base on a ground ball to second. And he was thrown out on a razor-close play at the plate that would have tied the game in the ninth inning. But that's the way it's gone for the Aviators in recent days. But we hope you'll join us because tonight is $2 beer night. If you have no plans, swing by the ballpark. We'd love to have you. And then tomorrow, a fireworks show. Saturday, a big giveaway. We'll get into more of the details about the promotions coming up as we move forward. Tonight's starters, Danny Olivero is starting for Reno, 1-0 with a 3.63 ERA. He's had elbow trouble in his career, but starting this one and making his AAA debut up in the lower minors for Las Vegas, right-hander Jeff Criswell, product of the University of Michigan, and he's making his first start ever at the AAA level. He'll be, according to Fran Reardon, he'll be limited to about 80 pitches, and then the bullpen will take it the rest of the way. Much more to come as the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show continues right after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
It is I, Pointsephone, goddess of points. If you are in a rental chariot driving along the coast, I congratulate you. But if you are stuck in my daily frozen parade and laying on by automatic trumpet, I suggest an escape using the Wander card from Credit One Bank. Earn points on eligible hotels and car rentals booked with your Wander card through the Credit One Bank travel partner. Points abound at creditonebanktravel.com. Life ever rewarded.
Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, let's check the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. First of all, in the PCL, seventh inning in Sugarland, Albuquerque leading Sugarland 4-2 in a battle of also-rans. The most meaningful game is being played in El Paso. Entering the night, El Paso, one game up on Oklahoma City, and it's just a handful of games left. Game 144 out of 150 for the season. They're in the sixth inning now, and El Paso leads the Oklahoma City Dodgers 2-1. A very close game, and if Oklahoma City wins, they're back in a first-place tie with El Paso. If El Paso wins, they'll be two ahead. Just a handful of games left to be played. Sixth inning in Salt Lake. Salt Lake leading Sacramento by a score of 6-4. Round Rock will be at Tacoma. That will be just a bit later on, starting right around the same time that this game starts from Las Vegas Ballpark. Meanwhile, in the big leagues, ninth inning, Cubs lead the Pirates 3-2. Eighth inning, Tampa 10, Toronto 3. Eighth inning, Phillies lead the Braves 1-0. Eighth inning, the Red Sox are taking a 4-3 lead over the Yankees. Seventh inning, Cleveland 4, the White Sox 1. Arizona at Los Angeles just getting started. Earlier, Texas beat the Angels 5-3. Kansas City beat Minnesota 4-1. The Giants shut out the Rockies 3-0. Seattle beat Oakland. That was a 9-5 final. St. Louis topped San Diego 5-4. Milwaukee beat the Reds 5-1. And Baltimore shut out the Astros by a score of 2-0. I'll be back with the starting lineups next, right after this.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
It is I, Poinsettia, goddess of points. If you are in a rental chariot driving along the coast, I congratulate you. But if you are stuck in my daily frozen parade and laying on by automatic trumpet, I suggest an escape using the Wander card from Credit One Bank. Earn points on eligible hotels and car rentals booked with your Wander card through the Credit One Bank travel partner. Points abound at creditonebanktravel.com. Life ever rewarded.
Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Aviator One in descent as we close out the 2022 season.
Your Las Vegas Aviators wrap up the final homestand of the season this weekend against the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Friday night will feature an incredible post-game fireworks show presented by Southern Nevada Hyundai Dealers. On Saturday, the first 2,000 fans get a vintage Aviators bobblehead courtesy of the Valley Health System. A day game starting at noon wraps up the season on Sunday. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, the starting lineup of the visiting Reno Aces. The Arizona Diamondbacks AAA team managed by Gil Velasquez. They've clinched the West. They are going to the playoffs. They're 79-62, and they've humbled the Aviators this year, beating them 19 out of 26. Reno leads off in center field with Dominic Fletcher. Batting second is the second baseman, Giancarlo Cintrone. Hitting third at first base, Seth Beer. The cleanup man, the designated hitter, Leandro Cedeno. Batting fifth in right field, Dominic Canzone. In the sixth spot, left fielder Buddy Kennedy. Hitting seventh and catching for Reno tonight, Jose Herrera. Hitting eighth at shortstop, Jake Hager. And batting ninth at third base, Drew Stankiewicz. On the mound for Reno, righty Danny Olivero. 1-0 with a 3.63 ERA. After this break, we'll come back. I'll have the Las Vegas Aviator lineup for you, and we'll get the ball game started. A beautiful night at Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin. Game three of a six-game series right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Who likes waking up with aches and pains, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Nobody. Well, unless you're a boxer, a lumberjack, or a stuntman, that's an easy fix. Tempur-Pedic, the mattress designed to help make soreness a thing of the past. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now, get a free gift up to $300 with the purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, 72 months no-interest financing. So don't wake up with aches and pains. Come to Best Mattress today. Oh, and one more thing. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when are the commercials going to say, talk to Jacob Taylor, the real estate guy?
Son, as soon as you're paying all the bills, it can say whatever you want.
All right, that's fair.
Jacob, do you know we charge no fees, no costs, and no money out of pocket for sellers until their home sells?
Yes, sir. We do all repairs, all the marketing, and giving sellers cash advances if needed to get the highest price possible for your home.
Plus, buying ugly and distressed properties within 5 days.
Over 7,000 homes sold, 28 years of experience, and the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy.
So call The Real Estate Guys today.
702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Vegas Diners, the new out-of-stop pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Diners Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Diners, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, indeed. All right. The Las Vegas Aviators starting lineup for tonight. Game 144 out of 150. The Las Vegas Aviators are managed by Fran Reardon, the only manager that the Aviators have had since they opened up shop here in 2019. They are the Oakland Athletics AAA team, 69 victories and 74 defeats. They've lost four in a row coming in. And the biggest reason, in that four-game losing streak, they have coughed up 41 runs to the opposition. Now, leading off for Las Vegas at shortstop is Kevin Smith. Batting second is the catcher, Tyler Soderstrom. In a third slot, third baseman, Nate Mondu. Batting cleanup in right field, a rare appearance in the cleanup spot for Vince Fernandez. Hitting fifth at second base, Zach Geloff. In the sixth spot, left fielder Cal Stevenson. Batting in the seventh spot, center fielder Luis Pereira. Hitting eighth, and the designated hitter is Cody Thomas. And batting ninth, the Las Vegas first baseman in this one, that is Dalton Kelly. And on the mound, the right-hander making his AAA debut, Jeff Criswell. Criswell is 6'4", 203 pounds. He's only 23, Oakland's second-round pick in 2020. He's from the town of Portage, Michigan, and he went to college in his home state. He was a member of the University of Michigan Wolverines, and Criswell, who wears number 59, is, according to Fran Reardon, going to be limited to 80 pitches in this game. He's been a starter this year, but they want to limit him to 80 here in his AAA debut. And he's mostly a fastball cutter changeup pitcher. His fastball generally 92 to 93. He relies on movement and getting ground balls to get the opposition out. So here he is in his AAA debut, Jeff Criswell. And we'll see how it all works out for him as the Aviators try to get into the win column in this series for the first time. It's always interesting to see how somebody does for the very first time when they are starting off at any new level. And here, see how Criswell is able to work out. Criswell committed to the University of Michigan before his senior year at Portage Central High School, which was 2017. He has his sister, Natalie, who was a swimmer at Bowling Green, and his dad played baseball at Western Michigan University, which is the same school that produced Major League pitcher and author Jim Boughton. Here now is Dominic Fletcher standing in, and Criswell's first pitch at the AAA level, right-hander rocks, and here he comes. Fastball swung on and missed it, 92 miles an hour, as advertised. One strike to Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher this year, a solid year, 301, five homers and 33 runs batted in. Left-handed batter starting off in center field. And Criswell working with Tyler Soderstrom. So you have two newcomers forming the battery here. Slider roll foul toward the first base dugout. That's grabbed there by the latest Gold Glover in the Aviators team, and that's Steve Dwyer. 0-2. Now, don't go looking through your rosters and everything. Steve Dwyer is the longtime clubhouse man, equipment man, travel man. Here's the 0-2, and the breaking ball is low. One ball and two strikes on Dominic Fletcher. Not many clubbies can make a play like that, though. That's pretty good. 1-2 on Fletcher with Giancarlo Cintrone on deck. Criswell delivers. That's lifted foul. It looked like his changeup. 82 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes the count. So we talk about Criswell being a Michigan guy, and his hometown team, the Detroit Tigers, chose him in a 35th round in June of 2017. But he chose the baseball scholarship to the University of Michigan instead. He was a reliever for the Wolverines, and he dominated. Pitches a fastball inside at 94. It's 2-2. And then, after dominating as a freshman out of the Wolverine bullpen, he served as one of the best number three starters in college baseball in 2019. He was a bullpen weapon again at the College World Series. Here now is the pitch. That's foul back. Off-speed pitch, 2-2 remains on Dominic Fletcher. So in the College World Series as a reliever, Criswell got some crucial outs behind a couple of second-round picks, Carl Kaufman and Tommy Henry, as Michigan came within one win of the national title. That's how close they came with Criswell on the pitching staff. The 2-2 slider on the inside corner, strike three called, 84 miles an hour. That's a good pitch. So Fletcher kind of looked out at Criswell and walks away, but now he's got those pitches in his memory bank. And there's no such thing as a productive strikeout. But for Fletcher, the one thing that went right as far as the at-bat was, he forced Criswell to throw seven pitches, which gives the Reno team a little bit of an idea what they're up against. Here's Giancarlo Cintron, the pitch. Fastball up and in, ball one, 1-0. Cintron, a .343 average in 60 games, 230 at-bats, three homers, 23 batted in. And one of the best right-handed hitters in the league, one of the best hitters in the league, period. There's the 1-0 from Criswell. And he pulls one foul outside third. He jumped on that 93-mile-an-hour pitch and yanked it foul. 1-1. So Oakland chose Criswell in the second round of the June 2020 draft out of Michigan. He was the 58th player chosen in the nation. In that College World Series year 2019, Criswell was 7-1 with a 2.72 ERA, averaging better than a strikeout per inning. It was his sophomore year. The pitch is a little inside. And Giancarlo Stanton up, Cintron up there with a two-ball, one-strike count. That's a Freudian slip. Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah. There's a guy who can swing the stick a little bit. Here's the 2-1. That's a pop fly toward right. Fernandez angles over toward the line, makes a catch as he approaches that big chunk of warning track. Two outs. The batter, Seth Beer. Las Vegas in the field. Dalton Kelly at first. Zach Geloff at second. The shortstop, Kevin Smith. Nate Mondu down the way at third. Cal Stevenson is in left. Luis Barrera is in center. Vince Fernandez in right. Tyler Soderstrom catching for Jeff Criswell. Seth Beer, former Clemson Tiger, waits the pitch. Fastball swung on and tipped into the mitt of Soderstrom, strike one. Tom West is the plate ump tonight. First base umpire Chris Marco. Down the way at third is Dane Ponczak. One strike on Seth Beer. Beer starts off at .242, 14 homers, 58 driven in. Two outs, nobody on in the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, hammered to deep center. Barrera back on the ball, has a play, turns, makes a one-handed catch near his right shoulder. Beer gave it a pretty healthy ride, but he's out. And Criswell works a 1-2-3 first with 13 pitches in the bank. And at the end of half an inning of play, it is Reno nothing and the Las Vegas Aviators against Danny Oliveiro coming up.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. Check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Dana Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All righty, welcome on back. We're at the bottom of the first inning. And a nice first AAA inning for Jeff Criswell, getting the side out in order. And now Danny Olivero takes the mound for the Reno Aces. Aviators have seen Olivero once before as Kevin Smith settles in. And the pitch to Kevin, and he takes it a little low. Ball one at 91 miles an hour. 1-0. Olivero, 6'1", just 165 pounds. 24 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. They signed him as a free agent in 2015. Pitches outside, 2-0. So he's just a kid when they signed him in his teens. Here's the 2-0 to Kevin Smith now. And Kevin takes that one inside. It's now 3-0. We've talked, if you've joined us at all, and throughout any of the recent broadcasts, you know what a hot hitter Kevin Smith has been. He's at 263, where he was at 218 not long ago. So it's a dramatic rise in a short period of time. It's a strike, 3-1. And he's got 9 homers and 44 batted in. On Saturday, he hit for the cycle against Tacoma, and he nearly did it again against Reno. Pitch is a strike. Smith was starting to go to first base, thinking the pitch was outside, and he has a word or two with Tom West about that. It's a 3-2 count on Kevin Smith, but no challenge. They're going to just go ahead and play. The 3-2 as a chopper toward third, charging and gloving the ball to Stankiewicz. From the grass, he throws out Smith. One out on that big bouncer. The batter, Tyler Soderstrom. In the field for Reno, at first base is Seth Beer. Second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron. At shortstop is Jake Hager. And at third is Drew Stankiewicz. In left field is Buddy Kennedy. Dominic Fletcher is in center. Dominic Canzone is in right. And Jose Herrera, the non-Dominic catcher. They have Dominic Marolio, who can catch. But Herrera, Jose Herrera, catching. Fastball's outside, ball one at 92 miles an hour to Tyler Soderstrom. Talked about him quite a bit. Top prospect for the Oakland A's, the pitch. Line drive on two hops to the second baseman, Cintron, from shallow right, throws him out. Soderstrom, since he got here, only has 9 at-bats. He's 2-for-9 with an RBI. But number of his outs have been hit hard, and that was a well-hit ball. Sharply hit Cintron when the shift paid off. I mean, he basically grounded into shallow right field, and Cintron got it quickly and threw him out. Two down, and here's Nate Mondu. Nate, another solid year, 285, 7 homers. The pitch is a little outside, ball one, and he has a chance to lead the team in RBIs. He's got 62. Matt Davidson with 65. Here's the 1-0. Mondu takes a little outside, ball two. 2-0 on Nate Mondu, Tacoma native, with two outs, nobody on the bottom of the first, no score, game three of a 6-game series. Here's the 2-0 from Olivero, and that fastball is a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. Since he got here, Danny, who spells it D-E-Y-N-I, that's his first name, Olivero, has pitched pretty well overall. There's a chopper to second. Cintron charges, gloves, flips it to first, and that's the inning. So Olivero has gone 17 and a third and has pitched well thus far. This is his fourth game all starts for the Reno Aces. So he gets 3 ground balls, and the Aviators go quietly in the first. And at the end of one inning of play, Las Vegas and Reno are scoreless. Las Vegas, download the app to download the seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love.
Love seats, share the love. Love seats. They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, welcome back. After one quiet inning where each team went out in order, it's a 0-0 tie, top of the second, and the DH, Leandro Cedeno, leads off the second inning for Reno against rookie right-hander Jeff Criswell. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. First pitch fastball. They roll it right out there to Barrera, and so the base hit by Cedeno is the first hit of the game for either team. And the batter now, Dominic Canzone. For Cedeno, he came in at 237. He rolls one out the middle for the base hit. And here's Canzone. Canzone is hitting 281, but he's hitting way higher than that, about 100 points higher than that against the Aviators this year. 14 home runs, 62 batted in, and 14 steals. Left-handed batter stands in against Criswell. And the first pitch, changeup, foul back, good pitch. 80 miles an hour. And Canzone swung way early. The ball just hit the very tip of the bat. Strike one. 0-1 on Canzone. Infield a double play, Depolo. Canzone's not the easiest guy to double up. He runs well. The 0-1 stretch by Criswell. And the pitch. A liner to second, caught by Geloff, and there's no further play. Geloff in the right place at the right time. 1-on, 1-out for Buddy Kennedy. Maybe a little bit more about Criswell. This year, got into 10 games. He opened the year Class A Lansing of the Midwest League, the Lansing Lugnuts. He was there for 2 months and was 2-3 with a 3.78 ERA. He averaged better than a strikeout per inning. He got to AA Midland on June 17th. There's a strike to Buddy Kennedy and a count 0-1. Kennedy, another one of the Reno aces, who hits better against the Aviators than he does against the other teams. 265 average for the year, 6 homers, 37 batted in. 1-on, 1-out, top of the second. Kennedy, normally a third baseman, playing left field in this one. Waiting in the pitch, and it's an off-speed pitch, barely missing somewhere. 1 ball and 1 strike on Buddy Kennedy. At Midland, Criswell spent a couple of months there. 2-6 with a 4.21 ERA, 12 games, 9 starts. And there's a breaking ball. Check swing on the appeal to first. Chris Marco says, nope, no swing. And Kennedy standing up there with Cedeno at first and one out in the top of the second with no score. Buddy Kennedy winds the bat around. Jose Herrera, the right-handed hitting Reno catcher, is on deck. 2 balls and 1 strike. Criswell stretches and the pitch. A line drive to left field, angling to his left to make the catch is Stevenson, and he fires it back in. Stevenson had got a good jump, hustled over. On a ball hit like that, sometimes you can lose it in the lights, but Stevenson stayed with it. 2 outs, and the batter, Jose Herrera. All right, here's Herrera. Jose hitting 346 in 81 at-bats since joining the Reno team. 2 homers and 13 runs driven in. Herrera from the town of San Carlos, Venezuela. Here's the look in the pitch. Fastball missing somewhere, apparently. Ball one. 1 ball and no strikes on Jose Herrera. They want to challenge that pitch. It looked very close. Herrera is listed on the roster as a right-handed batter, but he's batting left-handed. Just figure I'd mention that footnote. Apparently the pitch did miss. Barely, though it's ball one to Herrera. The Aviators challenged that pitch, believing it was a strike, but that's the call is upheld. 1-0 on Herrera. The stretch and the 1-0. Changeup is low. Ball two, 81 miles an hour. 2-0 on Jose Herrera. Jake Hager is on deck. Criswell's most recent outing was September 13th against Wichita. Here's the 2-0 now. Fastball missing. Ball three. It's 3-0. In that game, he pitched 5 innings, allowed 3 runs, which were earned on 4 hits. 2 of them home runs. No walks, 8 strikeouts. and was saddled with a loss in that game. Fastball missing, high ball four. So there's the first walk issued by Criswell, a four-pitch walk. Now, the three balls that were hit prior to the Herrera at bat were all hit well. Cedeno a single up the middle on the first pitch. Canzone lined out to Geloff, the second baseman, and Kennedy lined out to Stevenson and left. Now the walk to Herrera, two on, two out, and here's Jake Hager. Hager opens up at 245, four homers and 40 batted in. Jake standing in from the right side waiting. Criswell looks in at Soderstrom for a sign. Righty wearing number 59 looks back at Cedeno, not a big lead at second base. The pitch. And a breaking ball outside and low, ball one. One ball to no strikes to Jake Hager. Hager is 6'1", 170. And, of course, as most of you know, he's a local guy from Henderson. 29 years old now. Two on, two out in the top of the second. Criswell from the belt. A glance back at second, works the plate, and the breaking ball's outside, backhanded by Soderstrom, ball two. 2-0 on Hager, wearing number 24. Green Oasis with their navy tops and the numerals in bright white in the back, gray pants. 2-0 to count. Second baseman Geloff directly behind the bag, a step in front of the outfield grass. Here's the 2-0 now on the way. High foul off to the left. That's going to go hooking back at a plate. 2-1, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Hager, obviously ready for the heat, was way out in front of that one. Sometimes when you see a hitter do a good job of pulling a pitcher's fastball, that hitter will get an off-speed pitch next. We'll see if they do that or they try something else. 2-1. Infield poised, looking for two. The look now. Cedeno at second. Herrera at first, the pitch. There is the changeup, and it's a strike on the outside corner at 81 miles an hour. 2-2 is the count. Hager looking back, speaking to Tom West. No challenge. West is putting his right index finger in the air in a circular motion like, let's go. Two on, two out, and a 2-2 count. Top of the second, no score. Criswell set again, ready, and the 2-2 to Hager. Slider, grounded foul outside third. Went to the breaking ball. It hits the Ted Wien tarpaulin and rolls down the left field line. On deck, third baseman Drew Stankiewicz. Next pitch will be Criswell's 30th. 2-2, two on and two out. Barrera in center, way over toward right center. There's a huge gap in left center field right now. Stevenson angling toward left center to try to take part of that gap away. The 2-2 now is a drive down the right field line, slicing foul, and going well back out of play up toward the party deck. Look out over there. Foosballers beware when the ball goes up there. 2-2 on Jake Hager. That's one of the great things about this ballpark. One of the many great things about this ballpark. There's something for everyone at Las Vegas Ballpark. I mean, for example, if you're a dog fan, if you're a dog lover, Wednesday night is your night. Last night we had a bunch of dogs here, about 100. Drive hit to deep center. Barrera bound, going back, looking up, and this one's off the wall. Luis has to chase it. Cedeno scores. Herrera's being held up. He's running through the stop sign. The throw home, and he's out. The third base coach, Mark Reed, held his hands up. He wanted Herrera to stop. And Herrera ran right through the stop sign. It is an RBI for Hager as Cedeno scores. One run, two hits, no errors, one man left. And at the end of an inning and a half, Reno won, the Aviators nothing.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, here we go. We are now in the bottom of the second inning. Be interesting to see how Jeff Criswell does in succeeding innings in his AAA debut. Worked a nice 1-2-3 first and was fortunate in the second because they were everything, all four balls put in the play were hit hard. The weakest ball was at 97 miles an hour on the exit velocity. There's a ground ball to first. Nice backhand pick by Reno first baseman Seth Beer on the ball hit by Vince Fernandez. He short hopped it on the backhand side and went to the bag himself. Good play by Reno first baseman Seth Beer. Fernandez, who is hitting 250, grounds out. So Danny Olivero has retired all four so far, all on ground balls. And with one out, here's Geloff. Zach Geloff. Zach is 1-for-8 at the plate. The one hit, a solo home run, since he came up from the lower minors. There's a strike, 0-1. Nothing in one to count. Get the Hash House Go Go scoreboard updates for you. The Ted Weins trivia question. Pitch is outside. One ball and one strike on Geloff. Reno has won 4 straight overall against the Aviators, and it's been no contest in the head-to-head matchup overall. There's a strike, 1-2. They've beaten the Aviators 19 out of 26. Entering tonight. This is game 3 of a 6-game series. And the Aviators at this point are fighting to try to finish the season in second place. As they enter tonight, they are tied with the Tacoma Rainiers for second place. And Salt Lake's only a game and a half back. Pitch is low. 2-2 on Zach Geloff. Back, the Aces have won 14 of the last 16 against the Aviators. Here's the pitch. That's a little low, close. Cutter at 88. 3-2 on Zach Geloff. Zach, a native of Delaware, here's the 3-2. He hits a high foul off to the right, off-speed breaking ball at 83 miles an hour. Hits the roof, and caroms back out of play. 3-2 to count. There's a bounding ball back up the middle. Second baseman Cintron backhands and does not forge a throw. Smart play by Cintron. He did not have... There was nothing he could do except throw the ball away, so he held on to it. An infield hit for Zach Geloff. And the batter is Cal Stevenson now. Stevenson, left-handed hitting left fielder, will come up now. Up and down between the Aviators and the Oakland Athletics this year. Stevenson's played well. 333 in a Vegas uniform. If you count his time at AAA Durham before he got here in the Tampa system, he's at 287, 6 homers, 35 batted in. And he looks at a strike. Cutter at 87, 0-1. One-on-one out. That hit by Geloff is the first Las Vegas hit of the evening. The Aces lead 1-0. Jason Hart, who delivered the lineup card tonight, coaching at first base. Fran Reardon down at third. The 0-1 to Stevenson. He takes it inside. Ball one. One ball and one strike to count. Olivera making his second start against the Aviators this year. Got his first AAA win in his most recent start, September 16th, against Sacramento, all of 6 days ago. The runner goes on a bunt and run, and the ball's foul at the plate. Stevenson with Geloff going. That's the first time I've seen the Aviators run that play this year. Not the hit and run, the bunt and run. And Geloff has to go back to first. He was off and running, and Stevenson squared around and fouled it. So it's a 1-2 count on Cal Stevenson out of Fremont, California. That's the East Bay, of course. He's back in again. Geloff leads off first, held on by Seth Beer. Olivero stretches and delivers. It bounces at a good blocking save by Herrera. 84-mile-an-hour slider. And you got to get it 60 feet to the plate. That one went about 57. But Herrera squared up on it and blocked it with a chest protector. 2-2. That kept Geloff at first, which, of course, keeps the double play in order. Gentle breeze blowing out to right. And it's a 2-2 count on Cal Stevenson. Olivero stretches. Geloff at first, about three steps off the bag. Here's the pitch. Little high and a cutter. That was close. 3-2. Very close pitch. And they're going to challenge it. They're going to challenge that. At the moment, it's a 3-2 count, but if this is called a strike, then Stevenson is out. And we're watching the graphic now on this challenge. And a pitch, in fact, was a little bit high. So it is a 3-2 count. Three and two. We'll see if they send Geloff at first with a full count and one out. The stretch. He goes. 3-2. Ground ball grabbed by Beer, who goes to the bag himself. Another good play by Seth Beer. He made a good play in the Fernandez ground ball to open the inning. And that time he took a hit away from Stevenson. Sharply hit ball. And Beer moved to his right to grab it. Now, the one thing about that, though, is by sending Geloff, Fran Reardon kept the inning alive. Otherwise, that's a double play, almost assuredly, unless somebody makes a bad throw. So two outs, and here is Luis Barrera, 1-0 Reno in the bottom of the second inning. And the pitch fouled off to the left near the third base dugout where the Reno Aces are hanging out. Strike one, 0-1. So Geloff at second with one out. Luis Barrera, 267 for the season, 8 homers, 44 batted in. He homered in the first game of the series and the last game of the Tacoma series. Here's the 0-1. Checks the swing and the appeal. Nope, no swing. Indicates the third base umpire posted on the infield grass right now because there's a runner at second, and that's Dane Ponczak. 1-1 on Luis Barrera. Olivero with a stretch, a look back at second, and the pitch. Slider is high. Two balls and one strike on Luis Barrera. In that game against Sacramento in his last start, Olivero went 5 2/3, allowed two runs earned. Issued two walks. Here's the 2-1 now. A chopper up the first base side, foul, right in the waiting hands of Jason Hart. Two balls and two strikes on Luis Barrera. Since Olivero got to Reno 1st of September, he's 6th in the league in innings pitched, 7th in ERA, and 7th in opponent batting average, which is .258 coming into this game. Here's the 2-2 to Luis Barrera. Geloff off 2nd, the pitch. Up and away with that fastball at 92. And Barrera trying to stay patient up there with a 3-2 count. Cody Thomas is on deck. 1-0 Reno, bottom of inning number 2. Olivera has the sign from Herrera, looks back at Geloff. Shortstop Hager is behind him. There's a drive hit in the air to center. Fletcher went in, now he goes back to make the catch. And the Barrera fly ball finishes the Las Vegas second inning. No runs, one hit. No errors, they leave one. And at the end of 2, Reno 1, the Aviators nothing.
In Las Vegas, it is always on. We're talking Roman Coliseum meets Gridiron meets Field of Dreams meets Cold Ice meets Ultimate Fights meets Neon Lights. It's hat tricks and Hail Marys and dunks and pit stops. It's 8 seconds to glory and extra innings and go time and multiple overtimes. Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. What happens here only happens here. Learn more at visitlasvegas.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Get the Chevy you want at the price you deserve. Finley Chevrolet. Find new roads.
FINDLA.
the place to buy. Home of the... Woo!
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back again after 2-1-0 Reno. Game three of a six-gamer, the last home series for the Aviators in 2022. Tomorrow night, fireworks, last fireworks show of the year. The fireworks shows here are always really good. Last chance to see them here. Hope you will join us for the 7:05 game. Drew Stankiewicz leads off the top of the third for Reno, and Jeff Criswell giving up a run on two hits so far in his first two AAA innings. Fastball swing and a miss, strike one on Stankiewicz, who in 10 games hitting 138. No homers in seven batted in. Stankiewicz out of Arizona State University, where he majored in communications. The 0-1 on the way now from Jeff Criswell. Slider, strike on the inside corner. It is 0-2. Stankiewicz is the son of former Major League infielder and the current head coach of the USC Trojan baseball team, Andy Stankiewicz, who was with the 51s back in 2001 at the end of his playing career. Fastball a little inside. 1-2 on Drew Stankiewicz. I was in the dugout the last time these two teams played each other. And Drew Stankiewicz was wearing a vintage 51 shirt. He said, "Hey, my dad played for those guys." The pitch, foul back, 1-2. I said, "Yeah, I remember. I was here." Andy Stankiewicz had a pretty decent career, played for a couple of different teams, including the Yankees, and finished his career with the Las Vegas 51s in their first year of the Dodger affiliation, which was 2001. San Diego was the affiliate for the Las Vegas Stars from 1983 through 2000. Here's the pitch. Up and away, 2-2 on Drew Stankiewicz. And then the Dodgers came in for 8 years, 01 through 08. Toronto here for four. The Mets from 2013 through 2018. Pitch is a breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So that's the second strikeout for Criswell. And leadoff man Dominic Fletcher, who had a lengthy at-bat which ended with him being called out on strikes, is coming up now. One out, nobody on, top of the third. Criswell has walked one and struck out two, going through the order once. And Fletcher, hitting 300 on the nose, five homers, 33 batted in, stands in. The pitch from Criswell. Changeup, chop fouled outside first, strike one, 0-1. He appears to have a pretty decent changeup, trying to sell it with the same arm speed as the fastball. That pitch came in at 78 miles an hour. A lot of discussion about whether Criswell profiles better as a starter or a reliever, which is a question that will be answered in time, of course. Here's the 0-1 on the way to Fletcher. Fastball's high. One ball and one strike to count. But his coach at University of Michigan, Eric Backich, was talking on A's Cast, which is the team's 24/7 audio streaming station on TuneIn. And he said, "You're not going to find a better competitor than Criswell." Pitch up and away, 2-1. He said, "Whatever he projects as, you're going to see him very soon." And the A's seem to think they're going to try to develop him as a starter first and then go from there. The 2-1, Fletcher takes high, ball three, 3-1. And he certainly had a good collegiate career. And again, he helped the Wolverines come to within one victory of a national title, the College World Series. 3-1, and a pitch. That's a little bit too far inside. Ball four. Second walk allowed by Criswell. And now the batter will be Giancarlos Cintron, who flat out to right in the first inning. Fletcher has four steals, but he's been caught six times. One on, one out. And we're in the top of the third. Reno the early 1-0 advantage. But one of the things that Oakland likes about Criswell is overall athleticism. He has supposedly a 35-inch vertical jump. Here's the pitch now to Cintron on the way. Pull foul outside third. Strike one, 0-1. Overall in three seasons at Michigan, Griswold was 10-4 with a 2.88 ERA in a little over 162 innings. One strike to count. Nate Mondu goes over, lobs the ball deep into the stands. Fletcher at first. Dalton Kelly getting a chance to start at first base tonight, holding him on. The 0-1 stretch and the pitch. Off-speed pitch is inside at ball one. One ball and one strike to count. But Criswell relies on heavy sink on that fastball. In the count now, ball and a strike. Criswell, 44 pitches now. They say they're going to cap him at 80 in this game. Here's the 1-1. Changeup, line down the left field line. That is a foul ball. Just foul. Tom West on the call from his home plate position. It's close. No argument by the Reno Aces, though. So it's a 1-2 count on Cintron. That was a changeup. And he lined it hard, but he barely was fouled by inches. Back to first goes Dominic Fletcher. Giancarlos Cintron. Waiting, right-handed batter wearing number 5. He's at 342. Three homers, 23 batted in. Criswell set, and the pitch. Lined over the head of Mondu, down the left field line into the foul territory. Stevenson over to pick it up, being waved in as Fletcher. Here he comes. Here's the relay to the plate. He is out of there. And down to third goes Cintron. There are two outs. It'll be a double for Cintron, and Fletcher thrown out at home. 7-5-2. Stevenson to Mondu. Mondu a perfect peg to Tyler Soderstrom. Two down. Two men thrown out at home now. Well, the Reno Aces in this game. Line drive, and Mondu got a little piece of it, deflecting it into foul ground. Great effort by Mondu, but then Mondu ended up making the play to throw him out with help from Stevenson. That ball is really ripped, though, by Cintron. But, of course, you know, you're hitting 340. You're going to hit the ball hard often. And now, here's Beer, flat out to center, his first time up. Here's the pitch from Criswell. Beer swings and misses at the first pitch, fastball at 92 miles an hour, 0-1. Reno leads at 1-0. They got three hits, but again, Criswell been helped a lot by his defense. Not one, but two Reno Aces thrown out at home and are only in the third inning. Here's the 0-1 to Beer. Fastball foul back. He's challenging Beer. 92, 93, and the count is 0-2 now. So, Cintron with a double ended up at third on the throw in. Two strikes on Beer. Out of a stretch is Criswell. Right-hander delivers. There's a breaking ball in the dirt blocked by Soderstrom, who just saved a run by blocking that one. It is 1-2. In the inning, Cedeno singled. Canzone, in the inning that is, Stankiewicz struck out. Fletcher walked. Cintron doubled to left. And Fletcher trying to score, thrown out at home. And Cintron now at third with two down. Here's a 1-2. Beer hits a little dunker over Mondu's head, and he can't reach it. And it's a base hit. Cintron scores, and it's 2-0 Reno. Again, the shift giveth and the shift taketh away. That's a relatively easy play for a shortstop, but there was no shortstop. Mondu angled back. It's a tough angle. The ball wasn't in the air very long, and Nate tried to reach back over his head to grab it and couldn't quite do it. So Beer hits a little flare and knocks in Cintron. 2-0 Reno. A little looper. Here's Cedeno. He opened the second with a single and scored on the double by Hager. It's four hits now for Reno. The pitch is a strike over the outside corner at 84 miles an hour. 0-1 now. Leandro Cedeno. 2-0 Reno in the top of the third. Out of a stretch is Criswell. Beer a modest lead at first. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way to Cedeno. Criswell throws. Ricky Moss, shattered bat, base hit to center. The bat ends up in the third base dugout. Racing for third base is Beer. Barrera's throw goes into second. So the looper by Beer and the shattered bat base hit by Cedeno. And every time you see something like that, that's kind of frightening, especially with the barrel going into the dugout. Shades of Steve Yeager. I know I'm dating myself here. Waiting in the on deck here. I think it was Bill Russell batting for the Dodgers. And the barrel of bat after a shattered bat sequence, the barrel went helicoptering over and hit Yeager in the throat. And it was bad, but it could have been way worse. Now runners at the corners. Three straight hits. And Criswell trying to mitigate the damage. Here's Canzone, who lined out hard to second baseman Zach Geloff his first time up. First and third, two down. The pitch. Fastball chop fouled outside first. Strike one. 0-1 on Dominic Canzone. He's ready for that 93-mile-an-hour fastball. One strike to count. Criswell with a new ball now from the plate umpire Tom West. Beer at third. Cedeno at first. A very short lead there. Good off-speed breaking ball. Swung on and missed. It's 0-2. We'll get into this date in baseball history as well. Matt Neverett will be joining us shortly. We're in the top of inning number three. Reno with a 2-0 lead. They have five hits. Three of them in this inning coming consecutively. Here's the 0-2. And a fastball foul back. He went away with a fastball at 92. And it's still an 0-2 count now. Two strikes the count. Beer stands off third. Cedeno at first, held on by Dalton Kelly. Another 0-2 from Criswell. There's a ground ball to second. Geloff's on the job. He picks it up and throws him out. Good off-speed pitch. He had Canzone way out in front of that 83-mile-an-hour pitch. So the inning is over. Reno gets one run in the inning on three hits plus a walk. No errors. They leave two men on base. And we go to the bottom of the third, and the score, Reno 2 and the Aviators nothing.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Steiner, the new out-of-stop pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome on back. We're in the bottom of the third, 2-0 Reno. And Dini Olivero delivering to Cody Thomas. And Cody looks at a knee-high strike. It is 0-1. Bottom half of the third inning. Reno, 2 runs, 5 hits. The Aviators, no runs, 1 hit. Cody Thomas, batting eighth. He's the DH. And he lifts one fouled off to, into the suite deck, second deck. 0-2. And somebody in that suite over there has that souvenir. Two strikes on the native Texan, Cody Thomas. 0-2. Olivero rocks and kicks, and here he comes. And it's a swing and a miss at a chest-high fastball. First strikeout for Olivero. One out, and the Las Vegas first baseman, Dalton Kelly, will come up. Here we go. Kelly settling in. The pitch from Olivero. Fastball inside and low, ball one. One ball to no strikes on Dalton Kelly. Kelly, like everybody else, trying to finish strong. He's hitting .215 with 13 homers and 46 batted in. High drive into deep center. Fletcher all the way back. And talk about finishing strong. Dalton Kelly with his 14th home run of the year. And now the Reno Aces lead is 2-1 in the bottom of the third inning. Well, it hit the pool deck just to the left of the pool. And so that's the second Aviator hit. And Kelly just absolutely obliterated that ball. And you could tell by Olivero's body language that he knew it was gone. So Kelly, who had 27 home runs at Durham last year, hits his 14th here. And the exit velocity, 101 miles an hour. That'll do. There's a ground ball fouled off the third base dugout screen, and Fran Reardon runs it down. Strike one on Kevin Smith, who grounded out to third his first time up. Smitty at .262, 9 homers, 44 batted in. But he's finishing as strong as anybody. Pitches in the dirt, one ball and one strike now. Now the 1-1. Smith takes a strike over the outside corner. Good breaking ball at 82. Ball and two strikes on Kevin Smith. So it is a 2-1 lead for Reno now. Here is the look by Olivero. Herrera sets up on the outside in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. He did throw it down and away and got Smith to go for it. That's the second strikeout for Olivero, both in this inning. Two outs for Tyler Soderstrom now. Here's the pitch. Soderstrom takes it down and away, ball one. 1-0. Soderstrom, to say it was a sharp ground ball to second is an understatement. Well over 100 miles an hour on the exit velocity. He just ripped that ball, but Cintron was right there to make the play, and the pitch is inside, 2-0. I mean, it really helped that Cintron is 15 feet back in the outfield grass because that was a smoking ground ball. There's a good breaking ball, swung on and missed. Two balls and a strike on Tyler Soderstrom. Major expectations for this young man. All the publications and all the people you talk to, they talk about his hitting prowess. The pitch is a swing and a miss. It's two balls and two strikes. Back-to-back cutters by Olivero. And the count has gone from 2-0 to 2-2. Outfield deep and straight away for Soderstrom. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the third. Nate Mondu is on deck. The 2-2. A ground ball to the left side. That's grabbed there by Stankiewicz, and he throws out Soderstrom. And that will put the lid on the Aviators' third. Las Vegas does get on the scoreboard on the solo home run by Dalton Kelly. One run, one hit, no errors, no one left. And at the end of three, it is Reno 2 and the Aviators 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLB Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. you can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, welcome back. That's the Talking Heads. I'm Russ Langer, your Talking Head from the home radio booth at Las Vegas Ballpark. And the other Talking Head is joining us now, Mr. Matt Neverett. What's up?
Not too much. Glad to be here. Enjoying the outing from Criswell so far.
2-1 into the fourth inning. Criswell in AAA debut facing Buddy Kennedy. And the fastball in for a strike. Good pitch at 91. For Criswell, 57 pitches. They say they're going to cap him at 80. 37 strikes. And so Kennedy batting sixth, lined out hard to left fielder Stevenson his first time up. Jose Herrera next, and Jake Hager in the fourth inning. The pitch, it's outside and low, an off-speed pitch. One ball and one strike the count now.
And Criswell, a fly ball pitcher. Kind of sounds counterintuitive, but he's at his best when he's inducing weak pop flies like he had two of in the first 1-2-3 inning. It took him 13 pitches to set down the first three batters.
The 1-1 to Kennedy. He swings and misses. Good off-speed pitch. He really pulled the string at 75 and had Kennedy swinging early.
And he's shown all four pitches ad nauseum tonight. I mean, he's thrown all of them in every count. He's been pretty effective overall with all four of his offerings.
Now the 1-2. Up and in with that breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes on Buddy Kennedy. 264, six homers, 37 batted in. Those are relatively modest numbers, but Kennedy has always hit Las Vegas well, at least this year. Here's the 2-2 on the way to Kennedy from Jeff Criswell. Breaking ball, hit up the middle, and there you go. Base hit for Kennedy. Kennedy's hit the ball hard twice, and he's 1-for-2. Barrera gets it back in. And here's Jose Herrera, who walked in the second and then tried to score from first when Jake Hager doubled off the center field wall. Mark Reed, the Reno Aces third base coach, clearly put up the stop sign. And Herrera ran through the stop sign like a runaway freight train, was thrown out. So now they're going to play for a double play in the infield with Herrera standing in. The stretch, Criswell ready, and the pitch. Change up, that comes in low. Ball one, 1-0. Six hits now for Reno.
We're a 2-1 game. The score could be different. If not for two outfield assists over a five-batter stretch for the Aviators, you don't often see two outfield assists in the same game. We saw two pretty much back-to-back.
The 1-0 stretch by Criswell. Herrera waits, and the fastball's up and in. Ball two, 2-0.
Jake LeMoyne just fired his first warm-up toss in the Aviators' bullpen. So, as we predicted, Russ, this is very likely the last inning of work for Jeff Criswell, trying to finish up on a strong note.
63 pitches to this point, 39 strikes. They definitely want him to finish the inning, and we'll see about beyond. Here's the 2-0 to Herrera. Broken back comebacker. Criswell has it. Fires low. Grabbed there by Smith, who throws to first for a double play. That is one of the best plays I've seen by a Las Vegas infielder in a long time. That was a terrible throw, and he short-hopped it on the forehand side. He made it look easy. From one knee, he gunned to strike to Kelly. Outstanding play by Kevin Smith, and there are two outs.
And what more can you say about the Aviators shortstop? When things are going your way, everything just seems to take your bounce. Smith hitting the ball well and playing absolutely stellar defense. No better play this year from Smitty than that one.
Here's Hager. A double and an RBI. Swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. Strike one, 0-1. So again, Criswell is trailing, but in some ways he's leading a charmed life. His defense has bailed him out a few times already. Here's the strike one pitch to Jake Hager now. Breaking ball, strike, and it's 0-2.
Well, you were talking about Dalton Kelly finishing strong, and then immediately afterwards hits the home run. Talk about finishing strong. It's Kevin Smith leading the charge at the end of the season, really flipping a lot of minds about his performance earlier in the year, both of the big leagues and here with Las Vegas.
The 0-2, Hager chases that low pitch, and he's out. Good pitch by Criswell to put Hager away after Hager nearly homered off of him in the second inning. So Criswell, most likely done after 67 pitches, 43 strikes, but we'll see if he answers the bell for the next inning or not. LeMoyne has stopped throwing. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left. And at the end of 3.5, it's Reno 2 and the Aviators 1.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Two to one, Reno. Bottom of the fourth inning, Russ Langer with Matt Neverett. And the Aviators sent up the heart of the order against Danny Olivero. 3-4-5, Nate Mondu, Vince Fernandez, and Zach Geloff. Ted Wien's trivia question coming your way in a moment. Olivero's pitch to Mondu is a fastball outside at 92 miles an hour, ball one. Mondu grounded out to second his first time up. And the next one. Chopper to second, charged by Cintron. He gathers it in and flips it over to Seth Beer. Mondu's hit two ground balls to Cintron now, 4-3 put out. One out for Vince Fernandez, who had a sharp ground ball, and Seth Beer made a nice play to grab it and step on the bag to retire. So now, the Ted Wien's trivia question. Who were the first three players in Major League history to drive in 140 or more runs three straight years? Ground ball to the right side, and Cintron trying to backhand it, can't. Fernandez going to second base. Here's the throw. He slides. He's in there. Great hustle by Vince Fernandez. A ground ball between Hager and Cintron. Because of the shift, the ball got through, Matt.
You mentioned earlier the shift giveth and the shift taketh away on a ball that didn't go the Aviators' way. That's the baseball gods rectifying themselves with a little bit of a nudge from Vince Fernandez. That is a hustle double. We'll await what the ruling actually is, but for Vince in scoring position is the tying run, mostly due to his own accord. That's a big advancement.
One on, one out for Geloff, who scratched out an infield hit to the second baseman Cintron behind the bag at second, his first time up. So the Aviators have the tying run at second base with one out as Cal Stevenson moves into the on-deck area. The stretch and the pitch. And it pitches outside at 89, ball one, 1-0. First three players in big league history to have 140 or more RBIs in at least three straight years. Yeah, they're all Hall of Famers. All-American leaguers, too. There's pitches low.
One of them's got to be Ruth, right?
As a matter of fact, one of them is Ruth. That's not only got to be Ruth, is Ruth.
That's as close to a gimme as we've had all year, but we're only a third of the way there.
Mm-hmm. There's the 2-0. And a strike on the inside corner. I mean, that's just monstrous. It's not 100. It's not 110, 120, 140.
Whoa, baby.
Well, especially back in the day where, you know, nowadays you got more guys hitting 30-plus home runs than ever. The home run was not a part of the game as much back then, for sure, at least in Ruth's day.
2-1 is outside. Good play by Herrera to backhand that ball at dirt. 3-1 now to Zach Geloff.
And now my next guess, it was a guy that was the answer to one of the other trivia questions against Tacoma and one of the more forgotten about players in one way, shape, or form, at least statistically. Is Gehrig another one?
Gehrig is another one. So you got two. Here is the 3-1. And Geloff takes it down and in, ball four. That is the first walk issued by Olivero. I don't know about Fernandez. I'm guessing it's a double, but don't have the official word yet. And the batter, Stevenson, who grounded out to first, his first time up. So 2-1, one out. Stevenson at 329, four homers, 18 batted in. Infield a double play depth. Third baseman Stankiewicz comes in tight, though. And Stevenson takes inside ball one. Herrera cocking his arm, looking the runner's back. Fernandez, the second, get off at first. 2-1 Reno in the bottom of the fourth. Last $2 beer night of 2022 here at Las Vegas Ballpark tonight. That pitch is right in there for a strike at 91, a fastball that's 1-1.
Just did get word. They did give Fernandez a double, so give him his 16th of the year on one that realistically should have been standing firmly at first base, a great advancement up to second.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Olivero. Fastball foul back, strike two. Ball and two strikes on Cal Stevenson with Luis Barrera on deck. Now, when I see Matt, you know, everyone has their signals. When Matt's left hand goes to his chin, he's like Plato. He's like, need some deep thought here for this.
I got to get a better poker face.
A little Aristotle action going on. Here's the 1-2 now, and it's a ground ball to third. Stankiewicz has it, throws to second for one. On to first, safe. Stevenson a little too quick on that one, but it's still a good effort. They get Geloff at second, Stankiewicz to Cintron as a 5-4 fielder's choice. Fernandez to third, two outs. And the batter's Luis Barrera, who flat out to center his first time up.
Great play by Stankiewicz there. The charge. Yep. He knew he was going to try and get the short hop. If you hesitate whatsoever, a ball like that can eat you up. So a good job by Stankiewicz. However, 90-foot advancement for Fernandez. So the tying run on third for Luis Barrera. Trying to get this one tied at the very least with the base hit.
Luis flat out to center his first time up. So runners at the corners with two down. And the stretch by Olivero and the pitch is a big swing and a miss. Barrera trying to hit that ball to the next county. Strike one.
Now, when it comes to our trivia question, is there a gap between the first two and the third one? You mentioned they were all American leaguers.
You could say that.
I don't know why, but the first name I thought of before Ruth was Reggie Jackson.
Not Reggie.
Hmm.
Here's the strike one. Barrera hits a liner to the left side, grabbed by Hager, who throws the ball to first base on a bounce, safe. Infield hit by Barrera. Fernandez scores, and the game is tied at two.
And I don't know what was up with that route by Luis. He looked like he was trying to turn it and make a big turnaround first base. Took a couple of abrupt steps directly to the left as he approached first, and with his foot speed, he was able to beat it out, but not by much. That one could have been a lot more decisive.
Game tied at two, and just not to belabor the point, but if it hadn't been for the Aviator defense, they'd be trailing still in this game. But their defense has kept them in it. Two on, two out. Here's the pitch to Cody Thomas, who struck out his first time up, and he drives one to deep left. Back goes Kennedy, and that ball's going to hit the fence and rattle around. In to score now is Stevenson. Barrera is hot on his heels. He scores, and a two-run double by Thomas. Las Vegas takes a 4-2 lead.
And the Aviators have been waiting for this inning all series long. They played it three runs in the sixth inning on Tuesday night, but since then have been held relatively in check offensively. So things starting to pile up here in the fourth inning, hit after hit after hit, and the rally continues now with Dalton Kelly, who, by the way, homered in his last at bat.
He did. He just missed the pool, just missed a splashdown home run, and Dalton settling in now. So three hits in the inning. And it is a 4-2 lead. The Aviators have their first lead of the night. There's another grumble to the right side. Very tough play for Cintron, who dives and stops the ball and runs it back to the infield. Another infield hit. Kelly now 2-for-2. Thomas stopped at third. Cintron went to his right to backhand the ball in the grass. he was hoping, he didn't have a chance to throw out Kelly, hoping that Thomas would round the bag too far, but he did not.
He was sure thinking about it. And Fran Reardon right in the back pocket, keeping an eye out for his base runner. Every now and then, that's not a bad move, trying to force the infielder to make a play. But in an inning like this, especially with Cintron a solid fielder, I like the call to keep Thomas at third there.
Now, here comes Doug Drabeck out to chat here with Olivero. And Olivero, a tough time.
Yeah, Drabeck out there to have a quick word with Olivero. There's nobody up behind him yet in the bullpen. And this has been a rare instance so far for Reno. They have not gone to the bullpen early, and even though they've won each of the first two games by scores of 17-5 and 3-2, their starters did not go long. Jeff Bain fired through 3 2/3 innings and a no decision on Tuesday. Blake Workman in a spot start yesterday, just 2 2/3 innings, although that's the longest outing of the season. So that'll bring up Kevin Smith at the top of the lineup. Cody Thomas standing on third, Dalton Kelly awaiting on first. Two down, and the Aviators all of a sudden jumping out to a 4-2 lead.
And a pitch is outside, ball one to Kevin Smith. 1-0. Smith grounded to third and also struck out. So the Aviators, having a productive fourth inning, they put together two doubles and two singles. Smith waiting. Thomas at third. Kelly at first. The stretch by Olivero. Throw to first, and Kelly scrambles back in there. Each team with six hits now. This is actually the first lead that the Aviators have had in the series. And it's been a while since they've had a lead on Reno at any point. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. And it's 1-1 on Kevin Smith.
This is their first lead since the eighth inning of Saturday night. So unfamiliar territory, at least this week. Las Vegas looking to play from ahead for the rest of the game. And of note, no action in either bullpen. Jake LeMoyne, at least to start the fifth inning, not going to toss.
Thomas off the bag at third. Kelly at first, hands on his knees, the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Good fastball, threw it right by Smith. 1-2.
Smith hasn't been beat by many fastballs as of late. I mean, that's what he's done most of his damage on. The breaking pitches have fooled him, especially down and away, like the one he swung and missed at for strike three in his last at bat.
Here comes the 1-2 from Olivero to Smith. Kelly goes, swing and a miss, strike three, the inning is over. Ken Griffey Jr. was the other one to go three or more straight years with 140 or more RBIs. There you have it. So the Aviators have a nice inning, though. They score three runs on four hits, leaving two. And at the end of four, the Las Vegas Aviators 4 and the Reno Aces 2.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when are the commercials going to say, talk to Jacob Taylor, the real estate guy?
Son, as soon as you're paying all the bills, it can say whatever you want.
All right, that's fair.
Jacob, do you know we charge no fees, no costs, and no money out of pocket for sellers until their home sells?
Yes, sir. We do all repairs, all the marketing, and giving sellers cash advances if needed to get the highest price possible for your home.
Plus, buying ugly and distressed properties within 5 days.
Over 7,000 homes sold, 28 years of experience, and the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy.
So call The Real Estate Guys today.
702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-6683. 310 move.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer, we are in the fifth inning. Las Vegas with its first lead 4-2. Jeff Criswell to at least start the inning. And to start the inning on the air, Mr. Matt Neverett.
Much appreciated, Russ. Drew Stankiewicz, the switch batting third baseman in from the left. hitting in the ninth slot tonight, making his series debut against Las Vegas. 68th pitch of the night from Jeff Criswell. Saunters in there on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball call for a strike over the outside. Stankiewicz struck out against Criswell back in the third inning. One of the three Ks in the AAA debut for Criswell. The Michigander's 0-1 pitch is a tumbling curveball, knee-high at 74 for strike two. Talked about it earlier, but Criswell throwing his breaking pitches at any count. He's thrown them early, he's thrown them often, and with conviction as well. Shifted infield behind him against Stankiewicz with Dom Fletcher awaiting on deck. Criswell out of the full wind delivers on nothing and two. A grounder chopped to the second base side, picked up on the second hop by the second baseman Geloff, whose throw to first is in time. Stankiewicz now nothing for two, and a leadoff batter set down for the fourth time in five innings. 70 pitches for Criswell. Again, the hard cap established by the Oakland Athletics of 80 pitches imminent in the near future, but they're going to try to stretch him through at least another batter or possibly two as Jake LeMoyne starts to throw once more. So here's Fletcher from the left side, 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk on the docket. First pitch from Criswell is swung on, pulled, foul. Yank just past the first base umpire Chris Marco straddling the foul line. Nothing and one to Fletcher, who took a backwards K in the first, got called out on strike three to begin the ball game. He then walked and was cut down at the plate trying to score on a Seth Beer base hit. Infield deep, straight up with the third baseman Mondu shaded away from the line. 0-1 pitch is low, checking the swing is Fletcher. He'll check it down the third base side, and Dane Ponsak, the umpire, signals safe. No, he did not go around. So it's a ball and a strike to Fletcher, younger brother of Angels outfielder David Fletcher, who we saw earlier this year rehabbing with Salt Lake. Fletch takes the changeup right down the middle. Count goes quickly. One ball, two strikes. Fletcher now 3 of 12 in the series. Had a home run in the drubbing on Tuesday, as did a handful of other teammates. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and fouled straight back. Fletcher able to stay alive. Keeping an eagle eye on the pitch count of Criswell. 74 total pitches. 49 strikes. If he's able to throw a strike on this next pitch, he'll take a 2-to-1 strike to ball ratio any day of the week, especially in a decent sample size in the mid-70s. He takes the side from the 20-year-old backstop, Tyler Soderstrom. He delivers as the pitch is slapped back yet again on another foul ball. Fletcher protecting on a changeup at 81. Tomorrow, Zach Logue takes the mound against a starter to be announced for the Reno Aces. In the fourth game of six is Criswell's 1-2, popped up, straight back, and foul yet again. This one finding the seats behind the netting. So because of the elongated at-bat so far from Criswell to Fletcher, it's likely the last batter he's going to face. And Trone, the right-handed hitter, awaiting on deck. LeMoyne, the right-handed arm, loosening up in the Aviators' pen for the second time. Another 1-2 pitch is inside on a fastball, 94 on the radar gun. It's been about as fast as Criswell has offered a pitch up in there. And the count even at 2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up in fair ground. It's going straight away center field. Back goes the shortstop Smith. In comes the left fielder Stevenson, and he's going to make the catch at the last moment. And Cal reaching over Kevin Smith's head for the second out of the fifth inning. Came in like a thief in the night with Smith. Credit to the shortstop heading back. He was ready on it. Just in case, you'd rather have your outfielder take that one 10 times out of 10 if they're able to get there, as Stevenson was. Fletcher drops the nothing for two, and that'll do it for Criswell. 78 pitches, 52 strikes, and the manager, Fran Reardon, emerges from the first base dugout. So a pretty good outing for Criswell in his AAA debut. Finishes one out shy of the requisite 5 innings to qualify for a victory. However, 4 2/3 innings, allowing just 5, make it 6 hits and a pair of walks, and it'll be Jake LeMoyne into the game to take over. 2 outs, nobody on. It's the Aviators leading the Aces 4-2. We'll step aside for the pitching change.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'm about to change your life with just one word. Ready? Purple.
Purple mattresses are unlike anything else you've ever slept on. Purple's breathable GelFlex construction lets you sleep softly but firmly. Support with flexibility. There's absolutely nothing else like it out there. Your shoulders will love it. Your back will love it. Your hips will love it. You'll love it. And right now at Best Mattress, get up to a $300 instant gift with a purchase of a Purple mattress. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Right-hander Jake LeMoyne takes over atop the mound. The Aviators leading the Aces 4-2. LeMoyne in behind Jeff Criswell, who went 4 2/3 innings in his AAA debut. So it's LeMoyne against Cintron with two outs and nobody on here in the home half of the fifth inning. Las Vegas leads for the first time this week against the Aces. Right-on-right matchup to get it going. LeMoyne, the tall right-hander, deals a fastball right down the chute at 91 for a strike. And 6'4", 225-pounder out of Bridge City, Texas, signed as a minor league free agent this past offseason. Spent the bulk of his time professionally with the Rangers. Made his big league debut with their club last year. Cintron checks the swing. A little dribbler in front of the plate. It's LeMoyne off the mound, grabbing and firing to first in time. So he's able to retire the side. After the first two batters retired by Criswell, LeMoyne closes out the fifth. And with that, we've played half a ball game. 4.5 innings down, 4.5 to go. Aviators two up in the bottom of the fifth, leading the Aces 4-2.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two, three, four, due up for the Aviators here in the home half of the fifth inning. Along with Russ Langer, Matt Neverett joining you from Las Vegas Ballpark. Tyler Soderstrom to lead things off against Danny Olivero. Starting pitcher for Reno. Delivers, and this one's hammered, but well foul. Where will this one land down the first base line? This one clear the premises and then some on the deepest foul ball of the night. Soderstrom absolutely clobbered it, but it's a long strike one. Second pitch from Olivero rides high. Soderstrom watching it all the way out of the hand. Aviators, 20-year-old backstop, the number one prospect in the system. Nothing for two with a pair of hardly hit groundouts tonight. He grounds this one foul down the first base side. Nice grab made on one hop by Nate Mondu. A little bunny hop for the third baseman as he grabbed it. The ground out for Soderstrom in the first was right at the second baseman Cintron, 106 miles an hour off the bat. He trails 1-2, takes a slider in the dirt. 70 pitches, 42 strikes for Olivero. No action behind him in the bullpen. Speaking of the Aviators pen, Jake LeMoyne able to retire the final out of the fifth. Soderstrom crushes this one. Deep to right field. You can forget about it. On to the berm goes Tyler Soderstrom. His first AAA home run with Las Vegas. A no-doubt blast, and the Aviators now on top 5-2.
All right, Soderstrom left no doubt. That was a high, towering, soaring drive. Get up on the berm beyond the bullpen. And so what the Oakland Athletics would tell you is it's the first of many. But very well done here.
29th home run of the year in total for Soderstrom, splitting his season between three levels in the Athletics organization. And that one absolutely crushed. Here's Nate Mondu, swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back. So it's the second home run of the night for the Aviators. Dalton Kelly also a leadoff blast, or rather a one-out home run in the third. Aviators with three runs on four hits in the fourth inning. And Mondu fouls this one back into the mid of Herrera, who can't squeeze it. However, the count goes nothing in two. So you look at the exit velocities. That home run, not even the hardest hit ball of the at-bat for Soderstrom. That foul ball I mentioned, 112 off the bat. 103 on the long ball. As Mondu hits a sharp ground ball right to the shortstop Hager, who gloves between the legs and fires a missile over to first base in time to retire Mondu, who's now nothing for three. First time he has not grounded out to Giancarlo Cintron at second. Brings up Vince Fernandez, who doubled and ended up scoring in the fourth inning on a Luis Pereira base hit. Also grounded out sharply to Beer at first to lead off the second inning. They're going to shift against the left-handed batting right fielder. Stankiewicz all alone at third as the first pitch is down on a fastball. Final line for Las Vegas starter Jeff Criswell. Doesn't qualify for a win. 4 2/3 innings, all he was able to get through before he got to that pitch limit. Fernandez takes a heater, riding over the inside of the plate at 92 for a called strike one. Final line for Criswell, 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs both earned. He walked 2, struck out 3. Out of those 78 pitches, 52 were for strikes. Olivero takes a bit off of this one, fooling Fernandez with a changeup as he swings and misses at strike two. A ball and 2 strikes to Vince with Zach Geloff, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Olivero deals, Vince takes, and that fastball high will even the count at 2. Working with some tempo here, here's the delivery. Fernandez hits a ground ball, backhanded by the first baseman Beer, who's up and making the underhand flip to the pitcher Olivero covering. Score that one 3-1 on the scorecard. Second time in 3 at-bats tonight that Fernandez has hit one well towards Seth Beer. But a great play by normally a bat-first first baseman, Seth Beer, who's made a pair of defensive gems tonight. So after the leadoff home run, a pair of hard-hit groundouts brings Zach Geloff up with nobody on and 2 out on the board ahead of him. Las Vegas leading 5-2. Geloff takes a fastball, started to go around, but held up on a pitch that rode over the outer third for a called strike. Geloff was 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts yesterday, 1-for-4 in his debut on Tuesday with a home run. Takes a bouncing pitch to even the count at 1, and the long ball for Geloff is straightaway center field. It's 4-15 and a good-sized fence straightaway here at Las Vegas Ballpark, so he stung it. There are no cheapies to straightaway center. Here's the 1-1. Another bouncing pitch, this time on a fastball. Goes past the catcher Herrera, but with nobody on base, they'll let it roll to the backstop. 82 pitches, now 50 strikes for Olivero, facing off against the Aviators for the second time. Made his Reno Aces debut against Las Vegas earlier this month in a start. Takes that fastball down and away for a called strike two. Geloff paused for a moment. But with deuces wild on the board, he'll step back in from the right side. Olivero takes the sign from Herrera and delivers. Giloff hits a light looper to shallow center. Going back is the second baseman. Centrone leaps and makes a backhand grab to retire the side here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tyler Soderstrom's first home run in an Aviators uniform leads off the fifth. Three straight outs following, and the side retired in four batters in the Aviators' half of the fifth inning. A run on the Soderstrom hit. A long ball that left the fence in a hurry. And through five innings full, it's the Aviators 5 and the Reno Aces 2.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Love Seats, download the app to download Love Seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Love Seats, share the love. Love Seats.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome on back. All right.
Mr. Matt? We're in the sixth inning. Aviators lead 5-2 over the Reno Aces. Jake Lemoyne, who retired the final out of the fifth inning, back atop the mound and back on the play-by-play. Here's your man, Russ Langer.
Why, thank you, Matt. So here's Seth Beer and Lemoyne's first pitch down and away, ball one. 1-0. Beer flied out to center against Criswell, then hit a little looping base hit over the head of Kevin Smith in the third that drove in a run. So Beer 1-for-2, 244, 14 homers, 59 batted in, plenty of power, slider fouled off. One ball to one strike on Seth Beer, the number three hitter in the Reno order tonight. The cleanup hitter is on deck, Leandro Cedeno, the designated hitter, and then Dominic Canzone after that. Jake Lemoyne out of Bridge City, Texas, about 100 miles east of Houston. Here is the 1-1 to Seth Beer, and it's a fastball that sinks in low. Ball two, 2-1.
And mentioned it during the last half inning when Beer made a great play on a Vince Fernandez ground ball. Beer, a bat-first baseman, but he's made a couple of stellar grabs defensively tonight and all week.
He definitely has. Here comes the 2-1 on the way from Lemoyne, and that fastball is a little outside. It's 3-1. So Beer, as we mentioned, huge collegiate career at Clemson. And had some time with apparent Diamondbacks. Going to work his way back up there. The 3-1 now. And that's outside, ball four. So Lemoyne came in the fifth inning because Criswell had reached his pitch limit, and he got Centrone on a check swing, excuse me, comebacker. And now he walks Beer. So now that's the first walk for Lemoyne. Third walk issued by Las Vegas pitching. The other two have been inconsequential. And here is Cedeno. He went 2-for-2 against Criswell with a single up the middle in the second and a run scored. And then he had a shattered bat base hit to center in the third. Cedeno, 2-for-2, 275, a home run, 6 batted in. He looks at a strike on a slider from Jake Lemoyne, and it's 0-1.
I don't know about you, a lot to like about the outing for Criswell. He'll be 24 on opening day next year, and a potential opening day roster member for the Aviators next season. He's a mature 24 as well.
It'll depend on spring training. There's a line drive in a right, and Cedeno's 3-for-3. Fernandez guns it back in. He grabbed it on one hop. Beer stops at second, so a walk and a single, and Reno trying to stir things up in the sixth against Lemoyne with Dominic Canzone, who's 0-for-2 coming up now. Zach Geloff has had his hands full with Canzone. The Vegas second baseman caught Canzone's line drive in the second and then fielded his ground ball and threw him out in the third. So Lemoyne
bending at the waist, looking in at Soderstrom. Aviators trying to break a four-game slide. They lead 5-2 now in the top of the sixth. The fastball is outside, ball one. 1-0 on Dominic Canzone. Get you updated on some scores. Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. We'll find out about that wild race in the PCL East. The pitch. Good slider. Swung on and missed. That ball had good tilt on it, 83 miles an hour. It is 1-1. Bottom of the sixth, Tacoma leads Round Rock 1-0. Those are basically two also-rans, but it's significant because the Aviators enter tonight tied with Tacoma for second place in the West. And the Aviators don't want that. They want to finish in second at least. Pitch outside. 2-1 is the count now. Meanwhile, in the game with postseason implications, that would be Oklahoma City against El Paso. El Paso beat Oklahoma City again, this time 3-2. Another one-run win for El Paso at home to go two games up on the Dodgers. That means tomorrow's game is huge for the Dodgers. They got to win that. The pitch is a bounding ball foul toward the first base on deck area. It's 2-2. Sugar Land beat Albuquerque by a score 4-3. And Salt Lake beat Sacramento 6-5.
Left-hander Adam Kolarik starting to throw in the Aviators bullpen. So Jake LeMoyne trying to retire at least one of these two leadoff runners that have reached.
Beers at second. Cedeno at first. Left-handed hitter shift on for Canzone. And he hits a ground ball to Geloff. Zach goes to second for one. And that's all they're going to get. Throw back to third. And standing on the bag is Beer. They get a 4-6 force out. Cedeno is out at second. On the fielder's choice, Beer advances to third. Runners at the corners with Canzone at first and one out. And the batter's Buddy Kennedy, who's lined to left and single to center.
And no good could come from a throw to first there if you're Kevin Smith. Good job to put it in the back pocket. And yeah, that throw to third, and just to keep it in the back of the mind of Seth Beer.
Well, those are your PCL scores. And we have major league scores also. Infield, of course, stays at double play depth. Canzone got good speed, though. He's a threat to go. Pitch is a little low at 91 to Kennedy, 1-0.
Talk about that dogfight in the Eastern Division of the Pacific Coast League. And El Paso doing themselves a lot of favors these first 2 days, defeating the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Of course, with this little three-game blip at the end of the schedule, it'll be important as to who they're playing. I'll tell you who in a moment.
The throw to first, and Canzone back in there. And Canzone, in case you're wondering, 14 steals and 16 tries.
So the Aviators, with the rest of the league, no off day Monday. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to end the year. El Paso is at Albuquerque. Oklahoma City is home hosting the Salt Lake Bees for three games each.
Okay, 1-0. A ground ball down the third baseline. Grab behind the bag by Mondu. He fires to first and gets his man. Because the ball was hit to the bag, the runner at third, Beer, had nowhere to go. The runner at first, Canzone, with his good speed, takes second. Kennedy grounds out. Good play by Mondu. Two outs, runners at second and third. And the batter's Herrera, who has walked and hit into a double play on a splendid play by shortstop Kevin Smith. It's in the books as a 1-6-3, but what a play. Herrera hit a comebacker. Criswell, the pitcher, grabbed it and threw a ball that looked like it was ticketed for center field because it bounced. And Smith made it look easy. Went down on one knee and short hopped it on the forehand side and fired to first to complete the double play. Fastball, high ball one.
And it's always interesting, just talking about that play in the fourth, seeing a pitcher and the difference in their mechanics when they're on the mound versus making a play defensively, the old John Lester syndrome, if you will. As soon as Jeff Criswell dropped the arm slot and fired it to second from a sidearm position, you're kind of uncomfortable there. And the results could have been bad, but Smith rectified it.
Second and third, two down. The 1-0 up and away. 2-0. Earl Weaver used to talk about, he said the biggest reason, and not to say that Criswell did this, but a lot of times you see a pitcher make a throwing error is because he takes the ground ball and he separates his hands too soon. If you want to keep the ball in the glove and then step and throw, and Weaver always said, the guy pulls the ball out of his glove and stands there, takes a couple of steps, increases the chance for a bad throw. Fastball in for a strike, 2-1 on Herrera.
And then, of course, John Lester, as mentioned, who really, really struggled with that, even on the lightly lofted ones to first base. There was one point with Anthony Rizzo playing first base that Lester just put the ball in the glove, took the glove off the hand, and just kind of lobbed both in one package over to the chest of Rizzo for the out.
been widely YouTubed. Here's the 2-1 now. And that fastball strike on the outside corner. That's one of the best pitches LeMoyne has thrown. Right on the edge. 2-2 to count.
Jake LeMoyne with runners on speeds up his motion for sure. I mean, he pitches out of the stretch exclusively, but when he decides that he's going to go to the plate, there is no wasted motion. He's all coming downhill.
Two on, two out, a 2-2 count. And there's a little dunker in the air to third, and right there, Mondu makes the catch, that little pop fly. And LeMoyne works a clean inning. Got into some trouble. Two on, nobody out, but worked out of it. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and the score, Las Vegas 5 and Reno 2.
It's Chevy truck season, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find the truck for you and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of truck season. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of the mall.
It is I, Pointsephone, goddess of points. If you are in a rental chariot driving along the coast, I congratulate you. But if you are stuck in thy daily frozen parade and laying on thy automatic trumpet, I suggest an escape using the Wander Card from Credit One Bank. Earn points on eligible hotels and car rentals booked with your Wander Card through the Credit One Bank Travel Partner. Points abound at creditonebanktravel.com. Life ever rewarded.
Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Everyone, who's manning the front tonight?
Big E's nightclub needs a bouncer with a military background.
Dougie, I need you to keep eyes on the back.
Security who lays down the no-no when the uns get too intense.
That Swedish DJ duo is back tonight. Y'all remember last time.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the sixth inning, Las Vegas leading 5-2, and Danny Olivero, the Dominican right-hander, starting for Reno, still in there as we begin the sixth inning. He's given up solo home runs to Dalton Kelly and Tyler Soderstrom. His first at the AAA level. He had 29 for the year overall, Soderstrom. He had up his lower minors figures. So it's Cal Stevenson to begin the sixth for Las Vegas. He's batting sixth. Then Luis Barrera and Cody Thomas, all left-handed batters against Danny Olivero. Pitch is a little outside, ball one. Cal has grounded out and reached on a fielder's choice and scored. He is 0 for 2 with a run scored. He scored in the Cody Thomas doubled in the fourth inning, one of the big hits in this game. Break him a little low. 2-0 on Cal Stevenson. Hasshouse Agogo scores as one game still being played in the major leagues at Dodger Stadium, top of the sixth. Dodgers and Diamondbacks of Arizona tied at one. There's a ground ball to the right of the second baseman, Cintron, diving stop, and he gets up and throws out Stevenson. That's a big league play by Reno's second baseman, Giancarlos Cintron. He ranged far to his right, went into a dive, popped to his feet, threw a knee-high strike to Seth Beer. Nice play. One out for Barrera. Luis has flied to center, and he had an infield RBI single in the fourth inning, and he scored along with Stevenson on the Cody Thomas double. Line drive in the right, a base hit. Canzon gets it back in. Cintron went to his right to try to stop that line drive, but it was hit too hard. So Barrera is 2 for 3. That's 8 hits now for the Aviators. And here's Cody Thomas, who struck out in the third and then extended his arms and drove one into the left field corner for a 2-run double in the fourth inning. 5 runs now, 8 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Reno, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Cody Thomas waiting, hitting .238. The pitch is a strike, 0-1. Cody with 1 homer, 7 batted in. And as I said, he had some time in the big leagues this year with Oakland. Texas Rangers beat the Angels 5-3 in Arlington. Two teams with forgettable years. There's a pop fly on the left side of the infield, and Stankiewicz wants it, and he squeezes that one on a couple of steps back on the outfield grass. Thomas is 1-for-3 with two outs. Dalton Kelly will come up now. Kansas City beat Minnesota 4-1. Two more also-rans this year. San Francisco blanked the Rockies 3-0. The Rockies got 10 base hits but were shut out anyway. Seattle beat Oakland 9-5. The losing pitcher, a fellow who spent the early part of the year, part of it at least, with the Aviators, left-hander Kirby Snead, took the loss. He's 1-1. Here's the pitch. Throw to first, and back in is Barrera. St. Louis beat San Diego 5-4. The Cubs got by the Pirates 3-2. Tampa beat Toronto 10-5. Milwaukee defeated the Reds 5-1. Each team had four hits in that game. Baltimore blanked the Astros 2-0. Pitch up and away, ball one on Dalton Kelly. A rare loss for Justin Verlander in that Houston-Baltimore game. Verlander now 17-4 with a 1.82 ERA despite the loss. Phillies blanked the Braves 1-0. And in 10 innings, the Yankees playing at home beat Boston 5-4, coming from behind to do so. Pitches up and away. It is 2-0. You're up to date now on the scores in the big leagues and the PCL, at least for the time being, in a hash house of go-go scoreboard. Oakland had 9 hits in their loss at home. They had a 5-3 lead in the fourth and lost the game 9-5. Here's the 2-0 now to Dalton Kelly. Olivero, 93 pitches now as the pitch is fouled off to the left out of play. 2-1. Reno in action in the bullpen. Right-hander is throwing. Shea Langeliers 2-for-4 in the game, drove in a run. He's at 208. And Connor Capel went 2-for-3. He's at 261. Jordan Diaz 0-for-4. He's at 250. Here's the 2-1. Fastball a little bit high. Close. 3-1. Vimal Machin 1-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. He's at 232. Adrian Martinez started, went 5 innings, allowed 5 runs earned on 6 hits, no decision. Pitch, a swing and a miss on a cutter, 3-2. And a whole host of Aviators pitched in that game. In fact, all 5 Oakland pitchers pitched for the Aviators this year. Martinez, Kirby Snead, Jorge Ruiz threw an inning, allowed a run on a hit. Austin Pruitt threw an inning, allowed a run on 2 hits, and then Jared Koenig, 1 hitless inning. The Oakland Aviators, the throw to first base, and Barrera back in there. 3-2, so interesting they would throw to first. They know Barrera's running on a 3-2 count with 2 outs. Kelly, 2-for-2 with his home run and his infield single waiting. Olivero getting set. The next pitch will be pitch number 96 of the night. There goes Barrera. There's a ground ball back to Olivero. Grabs that hard one-hopper and lobs it over to Beer. And Kelly made solid contact, but he's out. And it's probably the end of the line for Olivero now at 96 pitches, including 59 strikes. In the Aviators 6, no runs, 1 hit, 1 left. And at the end of 6, it's Las Vegas 5 and Reno 2.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiflex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into 6 different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multiflex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Hey, we're back here in the seventh inning now. Russ Langer with you. It is a 5-2 lead for the Aviators. Jake LeMoyne is finished for the night. A very effective inning in a third. No runs and a hit, a walk, nothing else for Jake. Worked out of a first and second, nobody out situation in the sixth, getting a couple of ground balls and a pop-up. So now they want Adam Kolarik to come in. Jake Hager's a right-handed hitter. So you might say, well, why not leave LeMoyne in to face him? Well, Hager doesn't matter. Hager's about the same against righties and lefties, so they're going to bring Kolarik in. Hager has doubled in a run and struck out. And Kolarik delivers. And the sinker is grounded into left center for a base hit. Well, there you go. Stevenson over to pick it up and fires it back in. So Hager is 2-for-3. First pitch hit out there. This is Kolarik's 35th appearance. 1-3 with a 5.73 ERA. Pitched three times in the Tacoma series. And now working here in game three of this series. There's Drew Stankiewicz. He has struck out and grounded out to second. Both at bats against the starter, Jeff Criswell. So Kolarik, the older statesman of the team at age 32. Here's the pitch. A drive down the right field line, slicing foul, and that's going to go right near the stands. Strike one. The crowd tonight, 6,190, a little larger than last night's crowd. We expect a bigger crowd tomorrow. The last fireworks show of the year tomorrow, 7:05 game. Here's the 0-1, and that breaking ball down and in at 79 miles an hour. 1-1, Kolarik. Tampa organization, several years with them. He was with the Los Angeles Dodgers when they won the whole thing in 2020. Pitched well for them as a situational reliever, generally coming in to face a left-handed batter in key situations. And now Oakland. Here's the 1-1 to Drew Stankiewicz on the way. He hits a high foul to the right, fastball at 89. It's out of play. 1-2 is the count on Drew Stankiewicz. So Kolarik following Criswell and LeMoyne to the mound. And the infield, of course, poised, hoping for a ground ball. Aviators have turned one double play on this night to this point. Kolarik with a sign from Soderstrom. A stretch and a 1-2. Fastball down and in at 91. Kolarik more over the top with that delivery. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes is the count now. Now the stretch, and the 2-2 on the way. Off speed, swung on and missed, strike three. Well, he pulled a string nicely at 81 miles an hour to get Stankiewicz out in front. And so Kolarik collects his first strikeout. One-on-one out for Dominic Fletcher. 6,193. Check that. The crowd, 6,193 officially. Here's Fletcher. Struck out, walked, and then thrown out at home, trying to score on a double by Cintron, and then he popped out to left in the fifth. He was the last man that Criswell faced in this game. And he takes a pitch way inside. He had a jackknife to avoid getting hit. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. So Hager at first, held on by Dalton Kelly. A couple of steps off the bag over there. 5-2, Vegas, top of the seventh. Kolarik's pitch, breaking ball, bounces away from Soderstrom to the backstop. And Hager goes down to second base. Count is 2-0. And we'll wait for a ruling on that one. Wild pitch is the decision, getting Hager to second base. Fletcher, 299. Five homers and 33 driven across. Kolarik out of a stretch. Hager off second, and the 2-0. That one clips the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Two balls and one strike on Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher back in the box, waves the bat around. This is a lefty-on-lefty situation here. And the 2-1 from Kolarik. There's a comebacker. Kolarik runs toward first and hangs it in the air for Kelly. Two outs, and on the play, Hager goes to third. Well, a wild pitch prevented a chance at a force out.
that time. So Hager is now at third with two outs, and that little comebacker by Fletcher is now 0 for 3 with a walk. And a batter, Giancarlo Cintron. Cintron, this is a day and night guy. He's hitting 300 against righties. Against lefties, 467 in 60 at-bats. I mean, that's eye-popping. That's softball number. Pitches foul back, strike 1-0-1. Nintendo. We'll see how he does now against Kolarik. One strike to count on Cintron. His overall average is 343. Just a really solid hitter. Three homers, 23 batted in. Hager at third, two down. And Kolarik stares in. Soderstrom transmits a sign out there. Adam stretches, and the 0-1 to Cintron on the way. And sinkers outside. 1-1. Outfield is shallow, pretty much straight away. Breeze continues to blow out to right. Top of the seventh inning. And Las Vegas with one in the third and three in the fourth and one in the fifth, leading 5-2. Each team with eight hits, and it's been an errorless game to this point. This will be a 1-1 to Cintron. Kolarik throws. Good, slow breaking ball. Swung on and missed. 1-2. He had Cintron out in front of that pitch at 79 miles an hour. And Kolarik sold that off-speed pitch very well. So it's a ball and two strikes. The on-deck man is Seth Beer. Cintron pauses. A little right-handed batter wearing number 5. Digs back in. Gently taps the rear of home plate twice with that two-toned bat. Down the line from third is Hager. The 1-2 from Kolarik. He uncoils and throws. Fastball popped up on the right side. Kelly and Geloff, and it's going to be Geloff to make the catch as he tumbles to the turf. Kelly looked like he was determined to get it, but Geloff called him off and made that catch. So Kolarik hangs a 0 in the seventh inning. No runs, one hit. No errors. They leave a man at third. Seventh inning stretch. Las Vegas 5, Reno 2.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Strike three, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. The 2022 Santa Fe comes with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Vehicles arriving daily. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer, proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
To the bottom of the seventh inning now, and the starter for Reno, Danny Olivero, gone after six innings. He goes out trailing 5-2, having given up all five runs earned on eight hits. He walked one, struck out two, 96 pitches, 59 strikes, and right-hander Sean Poppin of Virginia Beach, Virginia. He went to Harvard. Excuse me. He did. I want to see him against William Simonite in a crosswood puzzle contest. That's what I want to see. All right, here we go. Kevin Smith coming up, top of the order for the Aviators. Tyler Soderstrom on deck, and then Nate Mondu. And the Ivy Leaguer deals a fastball for a strike on the inside corner at 94 miles an hour, 1-1. Smith's having a great finish to the season. Quiet night tonight. Ground out at two strikeouts. One strike to count, and the pitch. Good slider. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Correction on Olivero, one walk and three strikeouts. He got Smith twice and Cody Thomas once for a total of three in his six innings of work tonight. Now Poppin in the seventh inning. Slender right-hander. Zeroes in on Herrera for a sign. And the 0-2 pitch to Kevin Smith. Kevin hits a fly ball to center shallow. Here comes Fletcher. He pulls up and makes that catch near his right shoulder. Smith 0 for 4. One out for Tyler Soderstrom. For Poppin, aviators have seen him a couple of times before. This is his 20th outing of the year. 0-3 with a 4.84 ERA over 22 and a third innings. He's walked 7, struck out 18. All right, here's Soderstrom. Grounded out sharply to second, grounded out to third, and then hit his first ever AAA home run, leading off the fifth and his 29th overall on the year. If you count his other home runs earlier in the year. Fastball's in for a strike, 0-1 to Soderstrom. One out, nobody on the bottom of the seventh inning. Wind continues to blow out to right. And the 0-1, man from Turlock, California, takes a fastball for ball one. One ball and one strike is the count on Tyler Soderstrom. Nate Mondu, the on-deck hitter. One out, base is clear, bottom of the seventh. Popple throws that one. It's fouled off to the left. It's a ball and two strikes. The LVCVA wants you to know that when it comes to live sports, Las Vegas always hits a home run and everyone gets to play. Find out why. Las Vegas is the greatest arena anywhere. Brought to you by the LVCVA. Fastball down low. Two balls and two strikes at Tyler Soderstrom, who laid off that 95-mile-an-hour pitch from Sean Popple. Sean Poppin, that is. I'm going to see his name, I think, of Todd Van Popple. It's going back a ways. 2-2. Poppin ready. Nate Mondu waits on deck, and the pitch is grounded foul right near the first base dugout. It is a two-ball, two-strike count. That pitch had some cut on it at 86 miles an hour. 2-2. Five runs, eight hits. No errors for the Aviators. Reno 2-8-0. Here's the 2-2. A line drive into left field and racing in to make the catch is Kennedy. And once again, Soderstrom barrels up on one. That's ball was it's an example of a ball simply being hit too hard. That was a rope that he hit out there to Kennedy. So a hard line drive to left. Two down. Mondu 0 for 3 with three ground balls. Two to second, one to short. Now facing Poppin in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch. Fastball grounded to short. To his left to pick it up is Hager. He fires over to Beer. And Poppin has a very economical seventh inning. Three up and three down with only 10 pitches thrown. We head to the eighth inning. Las Vegas 5, Reno 2.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hey, we're back. Top of the eighth inning. Adam Kolarik worked a scoreless seventh inning, and they want him to at least begin the eighth inning. And it's the middle of the order. 3, 4, and 5, that is. Seth Beer, Leandro Cedeno, and Dominic Canzone. Eighth inning. Reno led early in this game, 2-0 after 2.5, but Las Vegas now with 5 unanswered runs since as they try to break a 4-game slide. And here's Beer, flat out, single and a run and walked. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Domingo Tapia throwing in the bullpen. So in a perfect world, barring the makings of a big inning here, the Aviators would like to see Kolarik complete this inning and then go to Tapia in the ninth. We'll see how it works out. Here's the 0-1. He checked his swing, took a strike. Good sinker at 89. 0-2. Kolarik, we've talked about some of the players like Aaron Brown and others. Brian Howard having a much better second half. And, I mean, Kolarik's had one bad outing in the last several weeks. Here's the 0-2 on the way. Sweeping breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes. Ball and two strikes on Seth Beer. Big left-handed hitter shift on for the very powerfully built Seth Beer. The 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. Good slider, and he took something off at 80 miles an hour. Kolarik gets his second strikeout, and with one out, here's Leandro Cedeno, 3-for-3. Three singles and a run scored. Last time up, he singled a right against LeMoyne, was forced out by Canzone. This date in baseball history, 1911, Cy Young won his 511th and final career game when he shut out the Pirates. That's how you go out. You didn't wheeze by with five innings giving up five runs. He threw a shutout at Forbes Field. Swing and a miss, strike one. Forbes Field was pretty new. I think it was his third year in 1911. At that time, Cy Young was 44. He was ready to hang him up. Pitch, strike on the outside corner, 0-2. Two strikes to count. But he finished his career with one of the worst teams in the early part of the 20th century. That team he was with, Cleveland, was 35-101. That's a long day at the office. Pitch is outside, one ball and two strikes. One and two on Leandro Cedeno. Dominic Canzone on deck. Kolarik unravels, and here he comes. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. It's the same pitch he used to get Beer, but he went down and in on the right-hander Cedeno. So Kolarik sharp here. He's gone an inning and two-thirds with just one hit, and he struck out three. And the batter is Canzone. Canzone has lined a second, grounded a second, and grounded a second into a forced play. Kolarik, again, 22 pitches, 15 of them strikes. And his pitch to Dominic Canzone on the way. Sinker for a strike, 0-1. 5-2 Las Vegas with two outs and eight. They want to challenge that. Canzone felt that the pitch was not a strike. It was called a strike, so it's being challenged. We've had very few challenges in this game for either side, and that pitch was a strike. So the call holds up, bottom part of the zone. This date in 1912 at Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, Eddie Collins became the first player to steal six bases in a game for the second time. Philadelphia A's second baseman Eddie Collins. Pitch inside, 1-1, and a Hall of Famer. Here's the 1-1 to Canzone. Kolarik kicks the right leg, and here he comes. Breaking ball way outside, speared by Soderstrom on the forehand side. 2-1. Kolarik, three of the sliders he's thrown have been swung at and missed, including the third strike to Beer, the third strike to Cedeno. 2-1 on Canzone here. Base is clear, two down, top of the eighth. Kolarik set with a sign, and the 2-1. Fastball swung on and missed. 2-2. Who took the longest amount of time to get around the bases on a home run? It was Zach Wheat at Ebbets Field in this date in 1926. He was an 18-year veteran. His last home run as a Dodger. But there was a story behind it. He pulled a muscle running the bases. Pitch fouled away, 2-2. As he got near second base, he pulled a muscle. So Wheat, who is in the Hall of Fame, needed to rest, get this, nearly 5 minutes before reaching home plate, making his trip around the bases the most extended home run trot, if you can call it that, in Major League history. Well, you take 5 minutes today, and, you know, you better have your life insurance paid off. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Boy, Kolarik, razor sharp. Four strikeouts in two innings. He retires six out of seven. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Las Vegas 5, Reno 2.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Alrighty, bottom of the eighth. Las Vegas leads 5-2. Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. Sean Poppin in for his second inning of work facing Vince Fernandez, and he drives one to deep left field, and racing back is Kennedy. It's over his head off the wall. Fernandez going to second. The throw is not going to be in time. Fernandez has a double off the left field wall. He is 2-for-4 with two doubles now. Good piece of hitting. Extended his arms and drove it. The ball bounced once and hit the fence. Kennedy made a good play to grab it and fire it in, but Fernandez hustling into second base. That's the first hit off Poppin. And here's Zach Geloff. 9 hits for Las Vegas now. From the bottom of the eighth, the Aviators leading 5-2. They try to grab a little more elbow room if they can. For Vince Fernandez, that's his 17th double of the year. Here's Geloff. Pitch is a strike, 0-1. Geloff has an infield single, a walk, and a pop-out. 1-for-2 in this game. 2-for-10 since joining the team. One of the hits, a home run. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Geloff looks at a strike on the inside. 0-1. Two strikes to count. Geloff waits the pitch. Slider bounces away from Herrera to the backstop, and that'll get Fernandez over to third base. And we'll wait for a ruling, but most likely a wild pitch. We'll see. Garrett Acton is up in the Las Vegas bullpen now. Wild pitch it is. A ball and two strikes on Zach Geloff. Cal Stevenson on deck. Reno pulls the infield in. Bottom of the eighth, Las Vegas leading 5-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike three call. Geloff bends his knees and begins to walk away. Good pitch by Poppin. And with one out and Fernandez at third, the infield will stay in for Stevenson. Cal's hit three balls on the ground. Grounded to first. Hit into a force play and scored in the fourth inning. That was big. It was Stevenson's speed that prevented a double play in that ball. That was significant. And he grounded out to second in the sixth on a great diving play by Reno second baseman Giancarlo Cintron. Fastball strike at 94. It is 0-1. Tapio was throwing in the bullpen. He has stopped. But the educated guess is that he'll be in there in the ninth. The 0-1 on the way to Stevenson. Fernandez down the line from third. Fastball foul back. 0-2. On this date in 1947, on an off day, the Dodgers clinched the National League pennant because the Cubs beat the Cardinals in the second game of a doubleheader. And although it was past midnight when the good news about the Brooklyn Dodgers reached the borough of Brooklyn, Brooklynites began to gather in Flatbush for an impromptu celebration. Here's the pitch. High fly to left field. Backing up is Kennedy. He's got a play. Fernandez tags. The catch is made. Here comes Vince. He's going to score on a sacrifice fly by Stevenson. Las Vegas grabs a 6-2 lead here with two outs in the eighth inning. Well, get him on, get him over, get him in. That's what the Aviators did. For Cal Stevenson, his 36th RBI of the year. Here's Barrera. 2-for-3, two singles, an RBI, and a run scored. Tapia is throwing again in the bullpen. All I can tell you is that Vin Scully wasn't there for that one in 47, but he was there in 55 when they won their only World Series. Pitch fouled back, strike one, and he said, the 55 Dodgers won the World Series in Game 7 in Yankee Stadium. So they had to get from the Bronx to Brooklyn for the celebration. And they made their way through the tunnel into Brooklyn, and they said it was, Vin Scully described it as New Orleans chaos. You can just imagine. One strike to count on Luis Barrera. 6-2 Vegas now in the eighth inning, and the 0-1. Fastball up and away. 1-1 on Luis Barrera. So double barrel action in the Vegas bullpen. Garrett Acton, Domingo Tapia. Here's the 1-1 to Barrera, hitting 271 with his two hits, and he swings at a breaking ball, fouls it back. One ball and two strikes is the count now. This will be a 1-2 to Barrera. Poppin delivers. Breaking ball in low. Luis, good eye to take that one. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes the count. Cody Thomas would be next. When Reno bats in the ninth inning against either Tapia or Acton, it'll be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Kennedy, Herrera, and Hager scheduled to hit the 2-2. Luis hits a fly ball to left center. Kennedy and Fletcher in pursuit in the alleyway, and it's the center fielder Fletcher to run it down. A couple of strides in front of the warning track. So Luis gave it a decent ride, but he's out, and the inning is over. The Aviators had a run on one hit, no errors, and no one left. And we go now to the ninth inning. The score, Las Vegas 6 and Reno 2.
Snacks, fuel, ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Chuck, can you explain the difference between Dollar Loan Center's locations and the typical check cashing and payday places?
Well, we don't have bulletproof glass, we don't have bars on the windows, we don't have plastic furniture. Look, our locations are more upscale, clean and safe, like banks used to be. You walk in, it's a beautiful atmosphere, DLC radio's cranked up, and immediately, you feel comfortable and welcome.
And your locations have even won awards for how nice they are?
For several years in a row, the Financial Service Centers of America have awarded us with the Activia Award for Outstanding Community Service and the Star Award for Best Store Appearance. Both are national recognitions.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Billy Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
welcome on back. It is the massive right-hander from the Dominican, Domingo Tapia, the former Kansas City Royal, having as good of a year as anybody in the bullpen. And to try to mop up as the Aviators lead 6-2, not a safe situation with a four-run lead and nobody on base. But Tapia in 25 appearances, and he's had several. I mean, this is the fifth time he's been down from the big leagues. He's had numerous call-ups this year. He pitched once in the Tacoma series, and in 25 outings, he has no record, four saves, and a 1.88 ERA for Las Vegas. Interestingly, there have been only two times when Tapia has had an outing in which he's given up more than one run. Both of those times, Reno. Here now is Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy is lined out, singled and grounded out. Tapia ready. He of the mid-90s fastball grounded on the third baseline, foul. Strike one. Fastball at 96. Kennedy pulled it foul. Nothing and one the count on Buddy Kennedy. 6-2 Las Vegas in the top of the ninth inning. Jose Herrera waits his turn on deck. The 0-1. Fastball, strike on the outside. That is a nasty pitch. I mean, there ought to be a law. 98 miles an hour right on the edge. 0-2. Two strikes the count. Tapia following Criswell, LeMoyne, and Kolarik. Great job by Kolarik again. Pitch fouled off to the right at 100 miles an hour. Hello. 0-2. Kolarik, two innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, four strikeouts. He retired 6 of 7. I mean, Tapia has a 6 ERA against Reno in 6 games. He's under 2 against everybody else in the league. The pitch is swung on and foul, tipped into the mid of Kennedy. Strike 3. The Tapia gets the first man out. That brings up Herrera, who has walked, hit into a double play, and popped out to third. Well, to this point in the game, the Aviators, as hungry for a win as they've been at any point in recent memory, have pitched well, they've hit well, and they've made some very nice defensive plays to lead in this game 6-2. And here's Herrera hitting .337, a pair of homers, and 13 batted in. He hits a soft liner out over second. That diving effort by Smith, and he just missed it. The ball just deflected off his glove as he went into an all-out dive. It is a base hit for Herrera, and nearly a spectacular play by Kevin Smith, who has been playing exceptionally well the last couple of months of the season. It is a base hit, however, despite the effort, the acrobatic effort by Kevin Smith. Nine hits now for Reno. Here's Hager. Double and a run, struck out and singled. The only hit that Kolarik gave up in two innings. Fastball in for a strike at 98 miles an hour, 0-1. Here's the strike one to Hager. Infield poised, looking for two. Tapia's pitch, high fly ball to right. Angling toward the line is Fernandez. He has room. He makes the catch about 5 feet into fair territory. Back to first goes Herrera, and the Reno Aces are down to their final out in this one. And Drew Stankiewicz, who is grounded out, struck out, and struck out again coming up now. And his father, Andy, 7 years in the big leagues with a few different teams. Stankiewicz, switch hitter, batting left-handed. Herrera at first not being held on. Dalton Kelly playing well behind him. And the fastball comes in low at 100 miles an hour. 1-0 on Drew Stankiewicz. Here comes the 1-0. Big Domingo, wearing 46, brings it home. Fastball foul back at 99. Tapia has kind of a split changeup as well as a slider, but he's throwing heat here. He's throwing upper 90s to 100. And he's thrown almost exclusively fastballs thus far in this inning on the nine pitches he's thrown. 1-1,
There's a ground ball to the left side. Nice short hop by Mondu. He throws out Stankiewicz, and the Aviators break their four-game slide with a 6-2 win over Reno. I'll be back with the totals right after this.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
All right, welcome back. Aviators with a badly needed win. They go to 70-74, breaking their four-game slide overall with a nice, well-played game against Reno. Las Vegas with six runs, nine hits, no errors, leaving four. Reno's now 79-63. They got two runs on nine hits and no errors, leaving seven men on base. The winning pitcher, and the win has been given to Adam Kolarik. Kolarik gets the win to go to 2-3 on the year, and the loss to starter Danny Olivero, and he's now 1-1 on the year. Tyler Soderstrom, his first Triple-A home run. Dalton Kelly, who's being interviewed in the field right now, hit one his 14th of the year. And for the Aviators, they had 6,193 paid for this one. 2 hours, 21 minutes on the time. And on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll recap the game and get you updated on the scores. Coming up right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Welcome on back. Welcome to the Hash House of Go-Go post-game show for the Las Vegas Aviators. They defeat Reno by a score of 6-2, and so the Aviators only get their eighth win against Reno in 27 games, but as the saying goes, a win is a win. This one started off in the Aces' favor, single runs in the second and third against Jeff Criswell, the former Michigan Wolverine who was making his AAA debut. Overall, Criswell did a decent job. 4 2/3, 2 runs earned against a good hitting Reno lineup. 6 hits, walked 2, struck out 3, 78 pitches, 52 strikes to come away with no decision. He was helped by numerous excellent defensive plays by the Aviators. In the first 3 innings alone, Reno had 2 men thrown out at home plate on very good defensive plays by the Aviators. And on one of the occasions, one of the runners, Jose Herrera, ran through the stop sign put up by third base coach Jeff Reed. But the Aviators did make other good defensive plays, too. And meanwhile, the offense got going in the third on a Dalton Kelly home run that cut the Eason lead to 2-1. And in the inning that was pivotal was the 3-run fourth inning. Vince Fernandez doubled with one out. Off started Danny Olivero. And then Geloff walked, and Stevenson hit into a force play. Luis Pereira drove in a run with an infield single. And then Cody Thomas doubled in two. And in the fifth inning, Tyler Soderstrom, who had hit 28 home runs in the lower minors, hit his first AAA home run. Exit velocity of 103 miles an hour under the berm and right. And that made it a 5-2 game. And finally, in the eighth inning, the Aviators got their final run off reliever Sean Poppin when Vince Fernandez hit his second double of the game, went to third in a wild pitch, and scored on Cal Stevenson's run-scoring fly ball. Good pitching throughout, especially the bullpen. Jake LeMoyne, Adam Kolarik, and Domingo Tapia combined for 4 1/3 shutout innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts among them as the Aviators defeat Reno by a score of 6-2. And if the Aviators win tomorrow, they will be even in this series. I'll come back with some scores next, right after this.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome on back. All righty. Checking the scores now. There's one game still going on, and it is of interest to the Aviators as they entered tonight tied for second place with Tacoma. Tacoma's been sneaking up on the slumping Aviators, and so Tacoma is leading in their game now over Round Rock 10-1 in the ninth inning.
So for the Aviators, good thing they won tonight. Otherwise, they would have almost certainly slipped back into third place. But they did win, so they will hold on to a piece of second place come tomorrow. Albuquerque beat Sugarland 4-3. El Paso with their second consecutive one-run win at home over the Oklahoma City Dodgers, a team that they're battling down in the final week of the season for a playoff spot. With that big win, El Paso is now two games up on Oklahoma City. There are three games left in that series. Now it's becoming fairly urgent for the Dodgers to get a win at least tomorrow, because they're two games back. If they lose, they'll be three games back, only a few games to play. And El Paso has started to count magic numbers, but Oklahoma City can stop that count if they can beat them tomorrow. We shall see. Salt Lake defeated Sacramento at Smith's Ballpark in downtown Salt Lake by a score of 6-5, the final in that one. As far as the major leagues are concerned, they're in the ninth inning at Dodger Stadium, still tied at one, Arizona and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Earlier, Texas beat the Angels 5-3. Kansas City defeated Minnesota 4-1. The Giants shut out the Rockies 3-0. Seattle beat Oakland. That was a 9-5 final in Oakland. St. Louis got by San Diego 5-4. Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2. Tampa doubled up on Toronto 10-5. It was Milwaukee 5, the Reds 1. Baltimore shut out Houston on two hits 2-0. And it was the Phillies, a 1-0 victory at home over the visiting Atlanta Braves. In 10 innings, in a seesaw game at Yankee Stadium, the Yankees battled back late and beat the Red Sox 5-4, and Cleveland beat the White Sox by a score of 4-2. I'll be back with a little bit more here at Las Vegas Ballpark right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
As Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. All right, tomorrow, Mr. Matt Neverett will sit in for yours truly, as he will on Saturday for the next two games of this homestand, because I will be first tomorrow traveling to Logan, Utah with the UNLV football team, and then the UNLV game will be this Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock Pacific time. And so I'll be back for the Sunday, the last home game of the year for the Aviators, which is a 12:05 game. But Matt Neverett will have your play-by-play for tomorrow night, and for Saturday night. And then Matt and I will be back on the call for Sunday at 12:05, and I'll be with you for all three games in Sacramento Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week as well as the regular season winds down. Want to thank Bobby Machado for his terrific work producing this game and the broadcast back at the Lotus Studios, and thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. In the meantime, for Matt Neverett, this is Russ Langer, wishing you all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin, where tonight Las Vegas defeated Reno 6-2. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
And if you think about it, they're in the second year. They're after the season, that Dak contract's halfway done.
Yep.
And I don't know if there's any carve outs in there where they can get out of having to pay the whole thing, or if there's any.
I don't think they need to. This is the second season, so going to that third season, you got to figure it's going to be, hey, are they going to give Dak a contract extension, or are they going to let him go into that final year of that contract?
Or you find somebody that wants a quarterback and you trade him.
And that's another thing. You know that there's always a team that thinks they're a starting quarterback away from winning a championship. They're going to try to do the Brady Stafford. Unfortunately, the Colts try to do that with Matt Ryan. It's not starting off too well. But
look at the forget the Matt Ryan thing. I think we know the direction that's going. But as Jones talked about, you know, this whole idea of, hey, a controversy would be great, people started writing about 2016, where Dak was the rookie fourth round pick, filled in for Tony Romo, who got hurt in the preseason. And then the Cowboys won 11 straight games. Romo never got back his starting job. Is there a similarity? And Jones said, well, I don't know that. You can't find on record where I said I thought Dak Prescott could do it when he stepped in and had the chance to do that, but he did it.
Damn, that's nasty. He's saying, I never said that about Dak, but I'm saying it's about Cooper. I think you could do it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know about that part. That part is nasty.
Who do you like? Who do you like in that Giants Cowboys game this week? I'm not going to hold you to it, but who do you like? You like the Giants?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to believe in the Giants. I'm just so scarred. I mean,